Absolutely fascinating. All to play for. You're definitely predicting a Hillary Clinton victory. Hoping as a Democrat for a Hillary Clinton victory. We shall see what happens. No matter how I'm on air tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we should, please God, load the result. Dr. Brian Clough, absolute pleasure to have you in the studio for the past hour. He's a fellow at the London School of Economics, author of a brilliant book, The Despot's Accomplice, How the West is Aiding and Abetting the Decline of Democracy. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me in.
Joined now by Mr. John Holmes.
That's right.
Coming up from 1 o'clock till four, then handing over to Sam Delaney over in Washington.
In Washington D.C., where he is, correct?
Indeed. I suppose you're top analysis of the American elections coming up. What are you going to have?
Well, we're going to analyse it through the traditional medium of Japanese poetry, of course, which is the news in haikus. We'll be tackling Toblerone Gate just as a
massive issue. Didn't like them before. Don't like them.
A lot of people angrier about that than the possibility of a Trump presidency. It's interesting. And Dave Gorman is coming in to join us.
Love Dave Gorman. Excellent fun. Brilliant. So that's a lot to look forward to on John Holmes' show. Don't forget Sam Delaney live from Washington, D.C. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Let's hope the world is still turning. Thank you so much for listening. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again, pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's Best Tariff Promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
There's never been a better time to try digital radio. There are more stations available in more places. You get all your favourite stations plus extra stations. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
Look for the digital radio tick mark at good electrical retailers, including John Lewis, Currys PC World, Asda, Sainsbury's and independent retailers.
If you love radio, go digital.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello. Welcome indeed. It is just after 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Prince Harry condemns media abuse, Clinton has the edge over Trump, and Scotland to intervene in Brexit case.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has hit out at smears in the press about his new girlfriend, who he says has also faced racism and sexism from online trolls. Kensington Palace has issued a statement saying he's worried about the safety of American actress Meghan Markle. Ingrid Stewart is a royal biographer.
I feel that Harry is just so distraught because every single romance he's had that's really meant something to him has, in a way, been destroyed by the media.
Voting is underway in the United States for the country's 45th president. According to the latest poll of polls, the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has the lead over her Republican rival Donald Trump. Her running mate Tim Kaine told reporters how he plans to avoid Election Day nerves after casting his vote in his home state of Virginia.
I'm going to go get on TV a little, doing some morning shows to encourage people to vote. I'm going to go have breakfast with my buddies. Then I'm going to come home after breakfast, and Ann and I and my folks are going to hang out. We may go for a walk or something. It's such a nice day. And then we will, midday or so, start to move up to New York. And then just be nervous for a while.
Scotland is going to try and intervene in the UK government's appeal in its Brexit legal case. Theresa May is going to the Supreme Court to overturn a legal ruling which made clear MPs must approve the formal process of starting to leave the EU. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says it needs to be scrutinised, though, by both Westminster and the Scottish Parliament. Marks & Spencer is closing 30 stores and converting a number of others into food-only outlets. The retailer says statutory profits fell 88% in the 6 months to October. And comedian David Williams and his ex-wife Laura Stone have settled a high court fight over splitting up their assets. The pair's five-year marriage ended more than a year ago. Their lawyers have told a judge a deal has been reached, but the terms of it won't be revealed.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sound a bit worse today, Victoria.
I feel worse.
You do. You sound like yesterday your voice was husky. Today I'm going to go some bit of bolder to say it's croaky.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Not ideal.
What are you doing?
I haven't really spoken much since yesterday.
No. And it's got worse.
Yeah, I've been trying to rest it.
Did you suck a fisherman's friend, like my advice?
No, I have bought some other throat lozenge sweets.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you taken any of them? Because yesterday you'd forgotten to even do that.
Well, my head was in such a fog I forgot to buy them, but today I bought them. So, yeah.
Right.
Not really helping though.
No, I can tell. It sounds bad.
Get well soon.
Thanks. Yeah,
we'll get you a card.
No,
but you know, you've come into work, and you're a trooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's appreciated.
I think that's what it says in the toilet, so I couldn't read it.
Oh.
Weather.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah,
okay. We could do it for you if you want to save your voice.
Yeah, please do, because I've been told I'm not allowed to say anything which isn't newsy.
Is that what your boss said?
Yeah.
Don't speak unless it's news.
Yeah. Cornelius tried to talk to me in the office and she was like, don't do it.
What, just because she wants to save your voice for the election?
Apparently.
Right. And the weather, cold with bright spells, but rain will move gradually from west to east this afternoon, turning to snow on high ground in the north, highs of 8 degrees. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
It's not Ben.
Oh, what? Hang on, what?
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abraham.
It's Moose!
What do you mean? Could be in life.
Where's Ben? Because it's the American presidential election.
Yeah.
He is taking some equipment over to the American embassy for the overnight outside broadcast because Alex Dibble's going to be reporting tonight.
Oh, overnight. Okay, tonight. Yeah. So we've got Moose on the pre-recorded sport.
Yeah, for this hour. It might be Robin later.
Oh, great. Well, it wasn't.
But Ben's going to be gone for a few hours.
Oh, fine. Right. I wasn't listening to Moose then.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. England's interim manager Gareth Southgate could be in line to land a job permanently if he avoids a World Cup qualifying upset against Scotland on Friday. It's reported he's likely to stay in
Dave's
the post,
provided
his side aren't embarrassed by the old enemy at Wembley. Southgate won't speculate about his future in public and says he's got a bigger task to focus on.
I'll be honest,
the
that's
occasion,
a good thing.
The history of the occasion is something I will speak to the players about because I think it's important they understand what to expect. But also we've got to have emotional control going into the game, so we've got to pitch that at the right level.
Elsewhere, West Ham defender James Collins has withdrawn from the Wales squad for their qualifier with Serbia. MK Don's Joe Walsh replaces him. And Lancashire's teenage opener Haseem Hamid will make his England Test debut against India in Rajkot tomorrow. Ben Duckett will drop down to bat number four in order to make
Try
room.
That.
Hello.
Gary Balance has been dropped.
There you go.
That's your sport.
Shut up, Moose. We're talking.
Con's changed.
Can I just say something? She's not supposed to be talking to you outside of her bulletins.
Hi, Robin.
Those are the instructions I've given her.
Hi, Robin.
Until at some point I can find someone that actually can talk.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
That's Robin, the news boss, has popped in to give Victoria her instructions.
Yeah.
So what happens if it goes mid-word?
Well, then you're going to have to pick it up.
I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay.
You know. I'm a trained professional.
Do you know
Robin.
What? You might like today's news. It is all US election-tastic.
We could probably do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how are we going to communicate with her?
Sign language?
I can't read that.
You can't read
Don't
the words.
Talk!
I love this. Just forbidden to speak.
Yeah, she's forbidden to speak, so you could actually theoretically say anything you want to her.
She could mime.
Advantage!
How about she mimes the news and we have to guess what it is?
That's not bad. News charades.
News charades, yeah.
We're working on fixing Victoria's voice.
Okay, good. You know, take your time. Thanks, Robin.
Welcome.
Robin there, news boss, giving Victoria her instructions. Right, let's do some sort of programme or other. Marta, press a thing.
Talk Radio.
The object officials are calling it a UFO.
Critics are calling Arrival the best sci-fi film in years.
There's still no signs of first contact.
Priority one. What do they want?
Where are they from?
It's stunning, ingenious, and visually spectacular.
We need answers as soon as possible.
Or we could be facing global war.
Oh, my God.
It will blow your mind. This Thursday, they arrive.
I know why they're here.
Arrival in cinemas Thursday.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, then. You are listening to
so many, you know, chances.
Cornelius.
He should shoot himself in the face.
You're the most popular person in the office now because of it.
Bag pussy cat dolls.
Yeah, good.
My favourite vegetable is a potato.
Combine harvesters.
Feel for people like Andrew. Unemployed astronauts. Punch and Judas priest. Yes, I am.
What could be a violent alcoholic man?
You know, watch an episode of Mrs. Brown's Boys and you think there's literally nothing there. There are Trump and Clinton children's puppets. What they do is send our crack team of reporters out each day. Oh, why doesn't Paul Ross go into the jungle? Well, he likes sort of undergrowth and stuff, doesn't he?
Can I get a gun?
They go, yeah, you can get a gun.
10, 9, 7,
and you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So oft we jolly well go, as the late great Sir Jimmy Young used to say. Died yesterday, of course, the great Sir Jimmy Young from BBC Radio 2 for many years, aged 95. And he's now, of course, the ex-BBC DJ called Sir Jimmy that we are still allowed to mention. Hello then, welcome. It's your 1 till 4 in the afternoon talk radio programme. I am John Holmes. It's licensee. Why not, if you're new to this programme, think of this as the sort of radio equivalent of a Toblerone. In that, though people are aware of it, ordinarily no one really pays it any attention. But as chocolate being removed from a chocolate bar trends on Twitter in the UK, ahead of the fact that the fate of the world is being decided in America, well done everyone, prioritising that, we now invite you to escape your humdrum Tuesday afternoon by taking a leaf out of the book of the Pentonville escaped prisoners. Do feel free to take this programme and fashion it roughly into the shape of a human before leaving it at your desk to fool the guards. Or you might even be listening to this in prison, in which case, roll the programme up and leave it under your sheets. It's been said before, you know, often in abusive tweets that we get, that this programme is criminal. So what better use for it, if you are one, than to use the next 3 hours to aid your escape? Better yet, why not download our podcast, this show's podcast, at itunes.co.uk or from talkradio.co.uk. And use our podcast as a cosh. Anyway, I expect you are wondering, just like the new Toblerone, what's going to disappoint you today? Well, I can tell you, on the way is Headline Hijack. That's a contender. You know the Pentonville prisoners' diamond-tipped drill by now. All you have to do is make up a news story and shove it our way. Aim your fib, your fabrication, and your fakery at us. It will be in the 2 o'clock news, where Victoria's mouth is not allowed to speak. She's holding up a sign saying, "This mouth." And she has drawn a picture of her mouth. She's only allowed to say the news. Well, she'll say it out loud in that news as though it were true, in a croaky voice. Why do we do that? Well, purely for our own amusement. And because we've been repeatedly told we're not allowed to mess with the news because it's editorial. So 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
you like. Then we'll meet a lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone, why not become fewer lonely by being inducted into the John Holmes 1 till 4 afternoon show Tupperware Hall of Despair? We are on hand to provide idle, occasionally awkward chit chat, thus recreating the genuine office experience. You'll also receive a gift prize. There's an email to get in touch for that. Lonelylunch at talkradio.co.uk. Speaking of experience, work experience punditry today sees Sophie, not the same Sophie as yesterday, but a different Sophie, talking us through the all-new geeky, gadgety stuff. There will be the day's big stories. Examined through the prism of traditional Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. There will be a diversity paper review. Today, Josh joins us again to look through the papers with his diverse eyes. We'll give another Kickstarter project a kick up the arse by talking to its hopers and dreamers on the telephone to help them promote it. So it's a feature for you. If you've had a crowdfunding idea of any kind, you know, that you think might make your fortune, perhaps you've invented a hat that doubles as a trebuchet in case of medieval attack. Or maybe you just want to launch a range of prison mannequins to aid in escape. Simply get in touch with us. You know the number. Here it comes. Here it comes. 8722.
Starting message with the word talk.
I've caught Victoria's ill just then. I've just caught your ill. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message anywhere you like.
And, of course, on this, the eve of the US election. Well, it is the US elections right now. The eve of when we discover who might win, however. Oh, yeah. Drunk people canvass for their opinions on the future of the American presidency. It's an Alco Vox Pops American President Election Special. And as if that wasn't enough, we bring you more guest action. Today we are joined by comedian Dave Gorman, who will be in talking to us about his new TV show and forced to play a crap game of Band or Firework. If you'd like to compete against Dave Gorman in that game, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yeah, we know that. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Not for a thing, isn't it?
No, there's no prize involved, is there?
Yeah, start your message as you like.
There you go. Ginger Dave, as you can hear, is producing.
Hello!
He's at a loose end since those students escaped from his dungeon. He keeps them by leaving mannequins on the wooden pallets he ordinarily chains them to. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep.
Great. Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Hello. Victoria is glowing with news, but she can't speak. Can't speak, can you? Because what did Robin say? Can only talk when it's actual news. She's just nodding. Don't even know why you're sitting there now. Paid intern Cornelius is here.
Good afternoon.
And on the programme today, he's going to be smearing Prince Harry's new girlfriend.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm finished. In melted Toblerone, just to tie two news stories together there.
Well, we haven't booked either of those things.
But did you not get Prince Harry's girlfriend?
No, we couldn't. No, we got her. It's the Toblerone. It's
too
difficult.
They've sold out.
Yeah, sold out.
That's right, yeah. No, we just have to smear it with something else, I think. Right then, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. 1:15. Hello, I am John Holmes. Let's do this. And you know what we're going to do now? We're going to start with some music.
Wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high.
Kravitz. On the radio. Well, why would I be playing Lenny Kravitz on the radio? Why would I be doing that? Well, I expect you're curious. It's to do with today's big story. Anyone want to hazard a guess? Paid intern Cornelius.
What's the song?
Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away, played on the radio.
Are you planning to fly away if Don Trump wins the America's Got Politicians?
No. I don't need to fly away because I live in a different country to him. So I would just
That's right. Fly there, if anything.
Yeah, that'd be ridiculous, wouldn't it?
Why are you going to fly there?
It's not that.
Oh, yeah. What song is it?
So, Dave, do you want to hazard a guess? I'll give you a clue. It's going to be today's big story.
Yeah, that's fine. So it's the election. Lenny Henry has come out with an opinion on the election?
Nope. It's Lenny Kravitz.
It's election day.
Lenny Kravitz.
It's election day.
Yeah, no. All right, it's this. Right. So it's called Fly Away, right? Where'd you fly away from?
The airport.
The airport. Good. Strong. Good. Well done. Yes. just got a text in, by the way, from George, who says, I thought this was talk radio. Why are you playing music? Because it links into today's big story, George. I've just said.
Come on, George.
It's how production colour works. What you do is you have a big story, then you play a little tune into it to link into the big story. That's what we're doing, George. Trying to figure out what it is. It's airports, yes. Yeah, airports. Anyone? What do you buy at an airport if you're really desperate for a gift for someone at the last minute, someone you don't really like?
Alcohol.
No.
Perfume.
No.
I've worked it out.
Go on.
It's Toblerone.
It's a Toblerone. It's a giant Toblerone, isn't it? The staple of all it. It's what this country's airports are built on, is giant Toblerones. That's in the news. They've altered the Toblerone. In America, the world could burn tomorrow. Over here, we are concerned with the fact they've taken some chocolate out of a chocolate bar that's triangular. That's the big story. That is what's genuinely trending on Twitter in the UK. Toblerone. We don't need to do the American election today. We've got a special one tomorrow. Toblerone, that's what people are talking about today. So we're going to need a guest on the telephone. Asprodcast is through the glass. Asprodcast is through the glass.
What?
Can we get a guest, please?
Yes.
We'll talk to someone about Toblerones next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get ship-shape shot.
There's no easy way to say what we're about to say.
We believe your wife is a German spy.
This year, the truth will be discovered.
I know for a fact you'll be proven wrong.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard. Allied. In cinemas November 25th, rated TBC.
Hey, what happened to my kiss?
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah, I had to go to the other side of the country.
I'm back again in just one day.
Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic in the Broughton area of Greater Manchester affected by the closure of Great Clough Street between Elton Street and Sussex Street for emergency repair work. Better news in the Childwall area of Merseyside. Queen's Drive, the A5058, is reopened south after an accident. There's still problems for Ashfordby Road in Melton Mowbray in Leicestershire. That's still blocked both ways because of an accident near to the A607. And Worcestershire's northbound M42, busy past a breakdown between junctions 1 for Bromsgrove and 2 for Alverchurch and Redditch. I'm Joanna Adams.
Beat the Christmas shopping frenzy with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The first vote was cast in Dixieville Notch. Crazy name, crazy place, crazy voters. As we get the results of the American election to select the 45th Commander-in-Chief of the big nation, the US of A. And what will it mean to us here in the UK and you listen to Talk Radio. Find out, have your say. Hey, if it's on your mind, better call Paul.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes on it. And, well, let's talk about today's big story. So it's a chocolate bar that no one really pays any attention to unless you need a last minute gift from an airport or is in the news. Much controversy today over Toblerone. Of course, we learn that two inmates broke out of Pentonville Prison after leaving giant airport Toblerones in their beds to fool the guards. And then, according to CCTV footage that's been released this afternoon, the prisoners then used more giant Toblerones as ladders to get out of their cells and over the prison walls before making their escape along the River Thames on a giant Toblerone dug out to form a sort of rudimentary chocolate canoe. It has seen the triangular confection trending on Twitter, with many saying its new design allowed the men to escape more easily. But why is everybody so het up about the geometrically difficult to eat snack? To find out, on the telephone line now is David Greenwood-Haig. He's a fellow at the Institute of Hospitality. He's a chocolatier. He's an award-winning chocolatier. Okay, apparently he's not on the line now. Anyway, he's going to be joining us in a moment. But it is interesting that Toblerone has become the top trending thing in the country, even where, as we stand watching the world be reshaped on the other side of the Atlantic. Over here, rather than people talking about that, they're talking about Toblerone. David Greenwood-Haig's on the phone now. Hello, David.
Hello there, how are you?
Very well, thank you. We lost you for a moment there. I presume you were busy making chocolate, David.
I'm just travelling through Birmingham, actually, the spiritual home of chocolate.
Yes, it is. Of course, the Bourneville in Birmingham, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's right. Well, look, this Toblerone business then. So why is everyone so... why is it the number one trending story in the UK at the moment? Why is everyone so concerned about a Toblerone?
I think it's an old favourite, it's something from our childhood, and it appears to be that the man is changing things that we're very familiar with. Chocolate is an indulgent, private thing that we like to sit and do, and if somebody messes with your moment of pleasure, it usually upsets people.
Well, if someone messes with my moment of pleasure, I don't mind telling you that's absolutely the case. Yeah, sometimes without chocolate bars.
Absolutely.
I'm not Marianne Faithful. Anyway, so look, let's... What is it about Toblerones and airports? Why is that? Why is a Toblerone the most visible piece of chocolate at an airport?
It's about their heritage. So if you look at European flights, they'll be much more Lindt, much more Toblerone. Tabriz is now starting to be very popular across Europe.
Yeah.
But that's because it's owned by a company that owns Milka, that owns all the craft brands, and that's taken Tabriz into that sector.
Well, why is it? I mean, this is a sort of latest in scandals, of course, with chocolate. So Terry's Chocolate Orange is now 10% smaller.
Yeah.
I believe Quality Street was made smaller, half the size it is now, what it was from 1998. Now, is that a sort of part of the whole obesity thing, or is that literally just to reduce the amount of chocolate to save money because it costs the same?
It's a thing, a phenomenon called shrinkflation, and shrinkflation is reducing the size of a product whilst keeping the price the same.
Yeah.
If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we had Marmite Gates.
Yes.
And if products go up in price, the retailers don't always accept that price increase. So the manufacturer has to decide whether to sell the product at a loss, which is never the best idea.
Yeah.
Or they make it smaller, so, or they re-engineer.
So in the case of Toblerone, because is it, I mean, you're the expert, is it the most engineered chocolate? Why is it that shape? Is it to do with Swiss Alps and that kind of thing? Or is that just a myth?
Yeah, it's supposed to represent a mountain. That was absolutely the thing. And people used to complain that they couldn't bite it because it was in a bar.
Well, it hurts the roof of your mouth, David, doesn't it, when you bite a Toblerone?
But if you were to speak to Mondelez, they would say that's not the way you should eat it. You should break a square off and then nibble at the corners.
Yeah.
And that would be, you'd eat less chocolate, you'd enjoy it more.
Yeah.
But I'm not convinced that's really the case.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's always been a very awkward shaped chocolate. You know, many people, and, you know, I mentioned already, Marianne Faithfull, for instance, famously,
yes.
with chocolate, and there's a reason she didn't use a Toblerone, I'm guessing, because it's uneven, isn't it?
It is. But the idea was that you would break a square off.
Yeah.
That's not as most consumers take it, is it?
So why are people complaining? It's because they've widened the gap between the triangles.
I think people are feeling cheated because it hadn't been announced. I think it will have cost Mondelez a huge amount of money to do new molds on their machines.
Yeah.
So that's the quick thing. It will have cost them certainly upwards of £100,000, maybe more, to do that.
Yeah.
They could have just taken a square off the end, but that would have meant new molds anyway.
Yeah, why didn't they just do that then? Because that's all you've got to do is break an end off a mold, haven't you?
Yeah, but then it would rattle around in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Kept it the same length. So they can use existing packaging, and they don't need to reformulate that and new cutting tools, etc., and molding tools.
You see, the problem here is that no one considered this in Brexit, did they? No one said, you know, it was all about NHS and funding and everything. But if someone had said, and they will mess with the Toblerones, there would have been, you know, it could have been a very different outcome.
Definitely. But when we look back, chocolate's traded internationally in dollars.
Yeah.
The dollar today is worth 19% more than it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Cocoa has increased in price 20% over the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's thanks to the proliferation of clowns.
Absolutely. So when we look at those things together, there's 40%. But 20% of the price of a chocolate bar is VAT.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So basically, what it comes down to, we're getting fewer chocolate for the same money.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's Brexit Britain for you.
They would tell us it's because there's less calories and that's better for us.
Yeah. Right, thank you, David. Pleasure to talk to you, of course. That is David Greenwood Haig. He is a chocolatier. He knows what he's talking about. The reasons why Toblerone is more important in this country, seemingly today, in the trending news stories, than the American election. Because if you mess with a person's geometrically shaped snack, then you mess with... Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry says he's worried about his girlfriend's safety because of the abuse and harassment she's been subjected to. His communications team says American actress Meghan Markle's friends and family been bombarded by the media. Former newspaper editor Paul Connew has told Talk Radio the statement from Kensington Palace is unprecedented.
It's
arguably the strongest one I've actually seen from the palace, and it's, apart from a bit extraordinary, it's also somewhat baffling. I mean, I'm baffled particularly by the references to racial undertones.
In the last half an hour, US presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has cast her vote as millions of Americans go to the polls. She was joined by her husband Bill at a polling station in New York State. The Scottish government wants to intervene as Theresa May appeals against a high court ruling on leaving the EU. Last week, judges decided the official exit process couldn't be started without Westminster having a say. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says the PM should also get consent from the Scottish Parliament. The head of the Financial Conduct Authority has told MPs the weekend security breach at Tesco Bank was unprecedented. Andrew Bailey says they're trying to work out the cause of the massive theft, which saw money taken from 20,000 accounts. And Toblerone lovers aren't happy after the company announced it's making its chocolate bars smaller. The gaps between the triangles have been made bigger because the company says ingredients are getting more expensive.
You can have a clip of David there for your next bulletin if you want.
I would have used it, but you have the bed running underneath, so it won't sound very good.
Sound great. Don't worry about it.
Probably better than how I sound.
Yeah, well, to be fair. Yeah. I mean, anything that's not your voice at the moment.
Cheers.
Just to save your voice.
Yeah, well, I'm being sent home.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're being sent home?
Yeah. Robin says...
Robin the boss?
Yeah, technically I'm breaching her rules right now. Oh. But she's sending me home...
She's a stickler, isn't she?
She's sending me home after 3, so Tanya Snuggs is going to come and save the day.
Snuggsy?
Yeah.
Snuggs her.
And I'm not allowed to speak. She says I'm not allowed to speak to anyone until tomorrow. And then I had to tell her how my voice is. And then
how are you
going to
tell her?
I guess I could text her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, we can help you with the weather. We can do the weather.
Well,
if you want.
Go.
We're not really qualified for the news, but we can do the weather. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do the news if you want us to. We don't, but, you know, it's fine.
I don't think...
If we can help.
I don't.
Because you've got bonus news to do as well, that's the thing.
I know, yeah.
So you're going to, you know, bonus news in and out. For those that don't know, by the way, Victoria has to do bonus news at 2:30 every day, animal, vegetable or mineral, because that covers everything, on consecutive days. The reason for that is well, very much like Toblerone. Victoria's news was made smaller, wasn't it, without really anyone being told. And it costs the same because you get paid the same. So it's like you're like a news Toblerone. So we make that time up at 2:30.
I like that.
Is it mineral today?
I don't want it to be mineral.
Do you want animal? Because you're feeling a bit under the weather. Cheer you up a bit. Mm-hmm. Animal news.
Thanks. All right. She's genuinely happy.
I know. She's looking a little face. Right, Victoria's animal news coming up in an hour. But of course, before that at 2 o'clock,
you have
headline
to do the weather.
Hijack. I'm not there yet.
I thought you'd forgotten.
I had. Did we have the weather jingle? I can't remember.
No.
All right, here we go then.
Weather.
Not you.
You say the weather.
Oh, here's the weather.
And now you do the weather.
I thought there was some weather jingle.
No,
the
that's
weather.
Top of the hour.
Oh, God. The weather. Cold
the weather.
With bright spells, but rain will move gradually from west to east this afternoon, turning to snow on high ground in the north. My newsy voice.
I don't like it.
I get a weather voice.
Highs of... Weather voice?
Yeah.
Highs of 8 degrees. There's more in half an
hour.
Not
a creepy voice.
Creepy weather voice. There's also headline hijack. I'll explain that in a minute.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout... A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And you are listening to Talk Radio. Your reactions, of course, to the big story, which is Toblerone, have, of course, been coming in. You can get your reactions to us here at Talk Radio. As regular listeners will know, there is a reaction bin that is available. It's in the car parks of your supermarkets, next to the bottle bank. When you're popping down the bottle bank to put your bottles in the bin, just put your reactions into the Talk Radio branded bin. They get emptied at the end of the day into a skip lorry brought here to Talk Radio in London and just sort of of dumped on the pavement outside, and then the presenters are encouraged to go and forage through your reactions like they were racist truffles. What do you have there, Cornelius? What's been
Lots coming in, John. Yeah. John, I thought Switzerland was supposed to be neutral, but for me this is tantamount to declaring war.
Yes.
Let's hope Trump wins and just nukes most of Central Europe. That's come from Captain Brexit.
Yeah.
John, I was given one of these new Toblerones. It was the worst gift from Switzerland I've ever heard of, since my grandma was given a one-night stay voucher for Dignitas. She never got to use it, though, due to its expiry date of her life.
Right,
so,
thank you for that. Similar things, people saying these, you know, it's based on the design of Swiss mountains, but it's not fair that Switzerland isn't just known for mountains, so why not fill the new gaps in the Toblerone with cuckoo clocks or fondue, a lot of people are saying, which is a good idea, isn't it? Because then there's not a gap. So it's a sort of just full of sort of melted cheese and clocks. And a lot of people saying, where can we get the our hands on the new Chocolate Prince Harry that's been announced today? That is, of course, to celebrate the smearing of his new girlfriend. So I think that's they're currently making the moulds on that. So we'll bring you up to date on the new Chocolate Prince Harry that's been launched. As the afternoon wears on, right now, you have 20 minutes of thinking time left to get your made-up news story into this. Headline hijack. At 2 o'clock, there will be the news. It will come out of Victoria's croaky face. So you will be inclined to believe it. However, that bulletin will contain a made-up news lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake, and we'd very much like you to be the creator of it, please. It's there to confuse those whose ears aren't listening to this bit of it. They get back to their desk, switch their radio on at 2 o'clock, hear the news, believe it, but there's a news lie, so they end up believing that as well. That is headline hijack. That's how it works. So what's been coming in? What have we got there? Come on, come on. Come on, Cornelius, have a little go at your reading.
This is from Glenn, who says, after 10 Downing Street wish good luck to both candidates in the American election last night, the Sun newspaper has delivered a fence to the PM's residence for Theresa May to sit on. May, who is famed for having no definitive opinion, has reacted by saying, I can confirm that a fence was delivered to Downing Street, and going forward, my opinion will be clear. When asked what she thought about the fence, she retreated into the building.
Thank you very much. Good. Indeed. Well done, by the way. Yeah, you got through that without a tiny mistake at the beginning, but other than that, your reading's really...
Yeah, there's a little gap, wasn't there?
Reading's really coming on.
Are you auditioning for the role of newsreader?
Yeah. I'm taking over at 3.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It won't be any worse. Just a few hours after the first polls have opened in the US, writes Laura, Donald Trump has already started accusing the election process of being rigged, saying that when he went to vote, he was only given one voting slip when he's paid for three. It's thought a con artist tricked Trump into thinking he could buy votes outside the polling station. Thanks very much indeed. Right, keep those coming in. 20 minutes to go before those lines, before those booths close. And we'll also meet a lonely luncher in the next 20 minutes here on Talk Radio. If you're lunching alone, if you'd like to become inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, we can chat idly to you to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. Any subject up for grabs. We can do the American election. We can do Prince Harry's girlfriend. We can do Toblerone. These are the big stories of the day. It's up to you what you want to talk to us about. You can email us lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk or, yeah, whatever. Let's do it on the text and tweet as well. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then Ask Broadcast, who is through the glass, will call you back. It's Lonely Lunch Club on the way next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your vehicle come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new vehicles at their sales event between the 11th and 14th of November. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 11th till the 14th of November. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush. Think of the little
one. Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Traffic in the Broughton area of Greater Manchester affected by the closure of Great Clough Street between Elton Street and Sussex Street for emergency repair work. Better news in the Chilled Wall area of Merseyside. Queen's Drive, the A5058, is reopened south after an accident. There's still problems for Ashfordby Road in Melton Mowbray in Leicestershire. That's still blocked both ways because of an accident near to the A607. And Worcestershire's northbound M42, busy past a breakdown between junctions 1 for Bromsgrove and 2 for Alverchurch in Redditch. I'm Joanna Adams.
Beat the Christmas shopping frenzy with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs, all with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it's Talk Radio. And work experience punditry today comes from Sophie. She will be reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff on the radio just after 2 o'clock. Also, don't forget Dave Gorman, the comedian Dave Gorman, will be joining us on the programme as well. He'll be playing Forced to Play Mine, a game of band or firework. If you would like to play against him, on the phone, Dave Gorman in the studio, you on the phone in a game of band or firework. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter if you like, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Just tell us that you'd like to play against Dave Gorman on the radio, and it could well be you. Now, the news. Well, what's in the news? Well, we know for a fact, of course, that the American elections are underway. The voting is underway. Clinton has already been to deliver her vote. Madonna, you remember this story? Madonna said she would, let's see, how do we put this? Pleasure anyone with her face who, quote, didn't.
That's worse than saying the actual words.
That's what she said. Didn't vote for Trump. That's what she said. So if you are in America, if you listen to this in America and you're not voting for Trump, there is a form, because Madonna is making her way around all of the voting booths in America as we speak, but obviously there are a lot of people that she's got to with. So if you'd like to, if you're not voting for Trump, you have to come out and say so, and then fill in a little form, the Madonna Trump form, and you get in the queue, basically. And Madonna's going to work her way around America's downstairs over the next few weeks. That's the news. Also, of course, Prince Harry is angry because his new girlfriend is being attacked on social media by, I think I've got this right, by people hitting her with Toblerones or something. There's something to do with that.
Smearing her with Toblerones.
Smearing her with Toblerones. It's all, I tell you what, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
allow
it.
Allow us to help you, Cornelius. That's what we're here for. For those who can't get their head around the news, allow us to explain it. Allow us to drill down into the news issues for you through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
In the US, open the beginning of the end of the world.
The news in haikus. Right, let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It is the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Much like those American polls, polling stations, the Tupperware Hall of Despair doors are also open. And into it we welcome those that lunch alone. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, then you are very welcome to get in touch. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, if you would like to get on the list. We will call you back. The point of the exercise, well, it's to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. We're available to chit and chat about this and that. And you, by the end of it, will A, be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, and B, be on the receiving end of an exclusive 1 till 4 in the afternoon weekday talk radio programme gift prize. On the telephone today is Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hello, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Ray. It's nice to talk to you. Where are you, Ray? Where are you talking to us from?
I'm in Seaford in East Sussex, John, near Brighton.
See, right. I know it. I know Seaford. Yes, Seaford down on the coast, East Sussex. Yeah, very good. And what do you do in Seaford, Ray?
Not a lot of my work-wise, I'm not able to work at the moment. But at the moment, I'm just sort of having a bit of lunch. A mate of mine, but he's just gone.
Ah.
So I'm sort of home alone and just having a Marmite and a Marmite sandwich with a packet of chicken onion crisps, John, and a food like Chucky bars.
Well, this is interesting, isn't it? You're a topical eater, aren't you, Ray? That's because a couple of weeks ago it was Marmite Gate. I mean, you must be. You don't need to work, Ray. You must be minted. The cost of Marmite now, by all accounts.
I wish I was, John. I wish I was. Yeah, I love Marmite. I absolutely love it, mate. I really do.
Do you? So you do fall into the cliched camp of love or hate. That's because I'm ambivalent. I'll be honest, Ray, about Marmite. Just take it or leave it. Don't mind. I'm not the advertiser's dream when it comes to Marmite, if I'm brutally honest. So you've got a Marmite sandwich. That is, Ray, for those that are interested, I don't imagine it's many, but might be someone. Do you go butter Marmite or just Marmite straight onto the bread, Ray?
No, I have to have butter on it, John.
You do?
I have to have butter on it, yeah.
Why is that then? To provide a layer, is it?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Definitely. I think it tastes better. I'm not so keen on it without butter on it.
Interesting. Okay, all right. And you said crisps. That's a staple, good, strong.
Yeah, cheese and onion crisps, yeah, and a few little chocky bars.
Right. Now, the chocky bars, have you gone down the Toblerone route, the topical Toblerone?
I haven't, actually, John. No, they're just sort of ordinary chocky bars at the moment.
Are they? How many chocky bars have you got there, Ray?
I've got four here, actually, John.
Four?
Four, yeah.
The cost of those, Ray, you must be minted down there, Ray. Minted. It cost the chocolate. What chocolate bars have you gone for? If you've eschewed the Toblerone, if you're a Toblerone denier, Ray, what have you gone for?
The Dairy Milk chocolate bars.
Oh, what, four of them?
Four of them, yeah. Only small ones, though, John.
Are they fun size, are they?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Are they fun?
They are fun, yeah. Well, they will be when I've eaten them.
Good, well, you know, it depends what you're going to do with them. All right, Ray, think of us now as your tool, in a manner of speaking. We are available to chit and chat about whatever you like. That's how, as you know, the Lonely Lunch Club works. The point is to make you fewer lonely. Your friends left you there, which is rude, frankly, because
it is rude, yeah.
It is, because lunch hour is, what, 1 till 2, isn't it, really?
And that's right.
And if he came around for lunch, why has he gone early, Ray?
Well, exactly. I don't know, John. I wish I did.
Did you make him Marmite?
No, I didn't make him Marmite, mate. No, he doesn't like Marmite.
Doesn't he? He's the other cat, you see. Ah, you're mixing with different people there, aren't you? It's very That's multicultural right. down in Seaford, isn't it?
That's right, mate. It is, yeah. Not many people know where Seaford, East Sussex is, but I was quite surprised, actually, when you said you knew where it was.
I do, it's in East Sussex. What do you want to chat about? Because we are available, Ray, as you know, to indulge in any kind of conversation.
I'm a radio buff anyway, John. I listen to talk radio actually quite a lot.
Good man. Good man. Who's your least favourite presenter?
Sorry?
Who's your least favourite presenter?
Well, on this station?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now you're trying to put me on the spot, John.
I have, yeah. Least favourite.
Least favourite.
You can work your way down if you want, like top to bottom.
Blimey, that is awkward.
It is awkward, yeah.
It's not hard, it's one of two.
I'll probably say the least favourite is Julie Harley.
Yeah! who's your favourite presenter? Careful what you say. But don't think about that one too hard, Ray. I'm sitting here.
I'll have to say I like Ian Lee's show. And of course yours, John.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I agree. We agree with you. We like Ian Lee's show.
Yeah, I like Ian Lee 10 to 1. I like listening to that as well.
All right.
That's pretty good.
In the evening time. He's not on tonight, though. It's an election special with Jake Yap, just so you know.
Got turned off then.
Oh no, we like Jake.
We like Jake. Anyway, look, that's good. You're a talk radio listener, so that's already given you a tick in the box there. This is already helping your induction into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, Ray. So in terms of what you want to chat about, you're a radio, you know what's going on in the world. What do you want us to idly chat about?
We could talk about films, I suppose.
Films,
if you like,
films
you know.
Is a strong choice. Where do you want to?
Well, I mean, the recentest film I bought was actually quite an old one, John. Like sort of back in the '80s, I think it was a one called Rita Sue and Bob 2. Do you remember that?
Rita Sue and Bob 2. I vaguely remember that from the '80s. Yeah.
Yeah. I just bought that one. I like that. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I must have. I don't know whether I've seen that or not. Actually, is it about sort of wife swapping or something?
That sort of thing, yeah. A bit of like, you know, a bit of sort of like raunchy stuff in it, yeah. But yeah, it's that sort of thing, yeah.
Do you like a raunchy film down there in Seaford, do you, Ray?
Yeah.
The strapline of that film was Thatcher's Britain with her knickers down.
Well, there you go. I mean, that tells us...
That didn't go out on air, did it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, yeah, that literally did. Yeah. That's the tagline to the film that you bought, Ray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, it's a dirt. Listen to this. Everybody, pay attention. Listen to this. Listen to this. Clever bit of improvisation I'm about to do. You ready?
Okay, yep.
So, Ray's bought a dirty film.
Yeah.
Is it blue, Ray?
No. Very funny, John.
Is it blue? Ray?
It's not that blue. No, it's not blue, right?
That's very good. I'm quite. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good gag, John.
It wasn't bad.
Right.
That wasn't too bad, that was it, to be honest?
No, that was good gag, mate.
I take my hat off to you.
Yeah.
That was good.
Good. Right, as you know, Ray, as a regular listener, you know that you get to choose now a gift prize of sorts.
Okay, John, yeah.
We have a range of gifts that are available. You're allowed to pick one of them.
Okay.
So stand by. Here comes the slightly irritating prize music.
Okay.
And now you'll hear a list of gifts with their descriptions. Listen carefully, Ray, because you get to choose from one of these glittering gift prizes.
A talk radio mug.
Possibly the last chance to win a talk radio mug, not because Trump might have destroyed the world by this time tomorrow. No, because it's quite difficult to find them in the office now.
Because we keep giving them away as prizes.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
A very special edition today, as it was sneezed on by a fellow commuter this morning.
Give it to Victoria.
A Talk Sport mug.
A Talk Sport colleague of mine the other day told me to stop nicking their effing mugs so you could have one of the last ones of those.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
You can read this book, unlike my commuter, which can't read files.
What?
Well, you know when you gave me a memory stick earlier?
Yeah.
Such a niche reference.
My computer wouldn't read the files.
It didn't really make sense because you said commuter.
Did I?
Yeah. No, that was the first problem of many.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Wow.
Okay, fine.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, will TalkSport 2 exist tomorrow after the election? Literally no one knows or cares.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Still being used to block the draft from the window next to my desk.
True, it's true.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Not as good as blocking the draft because of the holes.
There we go. Ray in Seaford, you can choose from one of those prizes. Which one is it to be?
Well, to be honest, John, I've got to go for the Talk Radio mug, mate.
Talk Radio mug is on its way to you in Seaford. Fill it with as much Marmite as you can squash in, Ray.
Can I just do a couple of those, John, as well, please?
No. So, yes, of course you can. Go on, then.
Yeah. I'd like to say hello to Kevin, please, who's listening, who's about 10 minutes from me.
Hello, Kevin.
And also my mate, Tomcat.
Tomcat?
Yeah, Tomcat.
I'm not going to ask why you call him that. All right. Ray there, down in Seaford, being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like to be inducted yourself on the receiving end of one of those gift prizes, if only the reason to hear them is to hear Cornelius reading them out incorrectly, then simply get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, Headline Hijack is on the way next. And Victoria will have a made-up news story out of her croaky mouth. A made-up news story such as this from Patrick. An attempt at a made-up news story, writes Patrick. Florence and the Machine have had to change their name after the FBI seized the machine. I've lost the plot bit of that.
I've got it.
After yet more of Hillary Clinton's emails were discovered on it. They will now be called Florence without the machine.
Thank you very much. There he was. Teamwork for you. Right, Cornelius, who has won today's Headline Hijack?
Congratulations, Gary. You've got it.
And where's Gary from, Dave?
Warminster.
Gary's in Warminster. And he's victorious by getting his or her news story into Victoria's mouth. It's next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Whether you're saving up for a new home or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe. Protected by the FSCS up to £75,000. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Why do I drive with Uber? Well, I get to have more time with the family.
Well, it really helps pay off the mortgage quicker.
I drive with Uber because the hours are totally flexible.
And I'm making money on my own terms.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
And 2 o'clock just gone. You know, close enough, we're friends. It is Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with a croaky-voiced news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Prince Harry hits out at abusive girlfriend, Clinton votes, and all change for Toblerone.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry says he's deeply disappointed he's not been able to protect his girlfriend from the glare of the media. A statement's been released saying the American actress Meghan Markle's received a wave of abuse and harassment, which includes outright sexism and racism from social media trolls. Ingrid Stewart is from Majesty magazine.
People are really genuinely interested, and that's, you know, not in a nasty way, but the internet has brought out a whole breed of people who feel that they can hide behind anonymity and say the most ghastly things. And this lady, Meghan Markle, is very high profile.
Hillary Clinton has voted, so she'll do the very best she can if she's fortunate enough to win today's US election. The Democratic candidate was joined by her husband, former President Bill, at a polling station in New York State. Scottish officials are applying to the Supreme Court to try to force the Prime Minister to hold a Commons vote on the process of leaving the EU. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says Theresa May should also get permission from the Scottish Parliament. The security breach at Tesco Bank, which saw money stolen from 20,000 accounts at the weekend, has been described as unprecedented. The chief of Britain's financial regulator has told MPs it only appeared to affect the debit card side of online banking, and investigators are still trying to establish who was behind the cyber attack. And fans of Toblerone are upset after it was changed because of rising costs. The chocolate makers altered its distinctive mountain peak shape and widened the gaps, making the bars almost 10% lighter. Award-winning chocolatier David Greenwood Haig has told John it wouldn't have been easy to change the iconic design.
People are feeling cheated because it hadn't been announced. I think it will have cost Mondelez a huge amount of money to do new moulds on their machines, certainly upwards of £100,000, maybe more, to do that. They could have just taken a square off the end, but that would have meant new moulds anyway.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Come on, bring it on.
Look at us. Sounded making... weird with the bed underneath. Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did. Thank you, Victoria. That's great.
We've made some news.
We've made the news.
It's only happened once before.
Yeah, last time I made the news, it was on the front of the Daily Mail. Going on that bit again.
Mail on Sunday.
All right, let's be specific. Yeah.
In the interest of accuracy.
Yeah, good. Have you got some weather?
Yeah, cold with bright spells, but rain will move gradually from the west to the east this afternoon. Turning to snow on high ground in the north, highs of 8 degrees.
This is from David on Twitter. Tell news girl Victoria.
News girl, okay.
Yeah, to get some Vapo Rub and rub it on.
Okay, thanks.
It shifts the catarrh, and also a hot drink does the job.
Oh. Yeah.
You've got to rub a hot drink on as well.
I don't think that's what he meant.
And he says, get well soon.
Oh, that's lovely.
A sentiment from us all, Victoria.
I recommend hot Ribena with lemon and honey.
Ribena with lemon and honey?
Yep. John?
What?
What do you recommend?
An icer.
I've got an icer.
There you go, then. Generally speaking. Right, here's he's got the sport. Now Ben.
He's back.
Yeah, Ben's back. Is he back in the building?
Yeah.
But is he pre-recorded the sport, or is it still Moose who did it early? Because Ben had to go to the American Embassy to deliver a load of equipment for Talk Radio's overnight election broadcast.
Do you know what? The pre-recorded bulletin was in there quite early, so it might not be Ben.
You think it's Moose?
I don't know.
Here's Moose or Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher.
Southgate
says having Liverpool's Adam Lallana and Manchester City winger Raheem Sterling back fit is a huge boost. Both men return to the squad for Friday's World Cup qualifier with Scotland. Southgate's delighted with the way the duo are playing.
Well, they're both clearly in very good form for their clubs, and that's always helpful when you've got players that are playing well. And are in a good moment, then that tends to carry through to their performances with us.
Meanwhile, Blackburn's Charlie Mulgrew has been called up to Gordon Strachan's Scotland squad. He's got 24 caps to his name, making his last international appearance as a substitute in a friendly defeat to France back in June. And West Ham defender James Collins has withdrawn from the Wales squad for their qualifier with Serbia on Saturday because of injury. MK Don's Joe Walsh replaces him. Finally, cricket. Lancashire's teenage opener Haseeb Hameed will make his England test debut against India in Rajkot tomorrow. Captain Alistair Cook has confirmed he'll partner the 19-year-old. Ben Duckett will drop to number 4 in the batting order to make way with Gary Balance dropped. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Theresa May has come out with a definitive opinion on Brexit, saying that her hands will not be tied and she will not be sitting on the fence. She went on to say that she'll do what's best for the country and that the long-term outlook is looking positive. The Prime Minister is expected to release some more general soundbites that don't really suggest any sort of plan tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That's Victoria there with the croaky live news. It's croaky, isn't it?
Croaky.
Now, you can go home at 3 o'clock. You've been told you can go home early.
Yeah.
Because you have to be on the top of your game for the American election details tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, Victoria, I'll let you know this, assuming you're here. We are having a election special. We're running an election special tomorrow, of course. Mm. We'll be on air as the story is unfolding. So tomorrow, American election special in the afternoon, 1 till 4, with live correspondents from America, including some very special guests. Shall I say who they are?
Yeah!
Very special guests is who they are.
Oh.
Richard Bacon joining us.
Oh.
Live from the States, where he now lives and works, of course, to give us his rundown of what's going on as we are live. Many correspondents from all around the country as well. We'll be talking to tomorrow.
Exciting.
It's going to be an election special, Victoria.
An election fest.
Yeah, if you like. But if you're here, so you can join in. But we just don't know how well your voice is going to go, do we? So. Victoria there with the croaky voice. And Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Next, work experience punditry.
Talk radio. John
Hobbs. No, I'll just find it.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Now me and Tim Smith back for Factoids. What you got, Tim?
The average adult human body contains 15 car airbags, 27 pounds of clay and 97 pounds of jars and pots. Where does it all go?
Don't know. Some of it we expel. More money is spent on women than any other hobby.
In Middle English, people kept coins in swans, and over time, this practice led to the modern piggy bank. I'm not sure I believe a word of that.
No, it's interesting, though. Yeah. In the horse world, Robert Redford decides when and where the herd will go.
Good, isn't it?
That's fantastic.
Kidneys filter around 500 gallons of blood at around 200 miles per hour every day.
On average, you breathe 23,000 text messages a day.
The heaviest bird in the world that can fly is the pig.
Can't fly very much, can it?
Yeah, it can.
Can it?
Yeah, because it'll fly south for winter, won't it?
Do they?
Yeah, I think you'll find it takes a while to get up there, but once it's up there, it's got big wings, it can float. Break your arm, mate.
I'm the horse whisperer.
Factoids. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah. Talk radio. Yes, it is Talk Radio then in the afternoons, specifically a Tuesday one. I'm John Holmes. Hello. Still to come then, guest today, Dave Gorman joins us later on the programme. He'll be playing a game of band or firework. If you'd like to play a game of band or firework against Dave Gorman on the radio, let us know and we'll get you on the phone. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Is how to let us know. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll be doing that in a bit. Now, to obviously the American election I mentioned there. Tomorrow, an election special from us. Of course, live correspondents from across America talking to us. We've got one on the Mexican border tomorrow. We've got one in Washington, D.C. We'll have one somewhere in the American Deep South. We've got Richard Bacon on the programme talking to us from New York. Or L.A., I can't remember.
New York.
I thought so. I was right the first time. Is that other guest coming in? You know, the one we were trying to sort out, or don't we know yet?
Doesn't look like
it. Doesn't it? Oh, good.
No reply.
I won't mention that yet, though.
Mention it. Put some pressure on them.
But here's the question that we're putting to you this afternoon. Very simple. Given that America has gone to the polls to vote, how are you preparing for the end of the world? Very simple. You let us know how you're preparing for the end of the world this afternoon. Sarah's been on already. John, I've been out and I bought a cricket box to wear, just in case Donald Trump wins and comes here on a diplomatic visit and fancies a grab. Cornelius, what have you got there? What are you going to be doing, Cornelius?
Well, I'm just going to... Well, you know my surname is Mendez.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of that because it sounds a bit Mexican.
Yeah. You're going to have to pay for a wall.
Yeah.
John, I don't want to die. I think it's better to join the majority. So should Trump get in, I've decided to start acting like a horrid, bigoted buffoon.
Yeah, good idea.
That's come in from Nigel. how are you preparing for the end of the world? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any way you like.
Text messages cost 25 pence.
We have to do that once.
That's just under network rate.
Thank you. Right, it's time for Work Experience Punditry. Today, bringing it to the yard is Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
She's work experience punditry for today. Why work experience punditry? Well, twofold. One, it road tests and trains the next generation of broadcasters and pundits and critics that you, my friend, could be listening to in the future. More importantly, however, their work experience, we don't pay them. And Sophie is here with geeky, gadgety crap.
So excited.
Yes, well, you sound it. A week's worth of geeky, gadgety crap. Of course, we review different things every day. So yesterday was TV, we'll do music, we'll do film, we do hipster nonsense. But you've brought in geeky, gadgety crap. Sophie, what is it? What have you got?
Well, let's talk about the big one first.
The big one?
The US election.
Yes.
Obviously coming up.
I'm aware of it.
Okay, good. Wasn't sure.
Okay.
Well, there's this whole thing with people thinking that it's going to be hacked. It's all going to be hacked.
The whole election's going to be hacked.
The whole polling system, the whole way people cast their votes, it's going to be hacked.
Yeah.
By Russia or some other bad person.
Russia's a bad person, is it? Right, yeah.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. I'm completely balanced on this.
It's also a country, not a person, but we'll let that slide.
So you're the one that said that, not me. We've been told that in the US, the voting is done by electronic booths. The vast majority, though, are not actually connected to the internet. So it might be a little bit difficult to hack. However, there is a team of people who are going to be monitoring the situation just to make sure.
Yes, but you think about the equivalent of that in Britain, right? What you get, this team of people who are monitoring this attack, right, is just some old pensioners, isn't it, in Britain?
Is it?
So when you're going to vote in Britain, have you ever voted, Sophie?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, good.
I think once. No, twice.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, but when you go in... Okay, good as well, because, you know, you fought for that vote, women, didn't you?
I did.
So don't let the sisterhood down, Sophie.
Okay.
How old are you?
25.
Right, so there's been more than two elections.
Yeah.
So why haven't you voted in them?
Why?
Yes.
Why have I?
People burned their bras off for you.
I have voted.
Yeah, but only twice.
Yeah, because it's only come round a couple of times.
Brexit.
Yeah, that... No, wait, did we vote on that? Hang on. Yes, we did. Did we vote on that?
Did who vote on that?
Wait, I'm getting confused. You're confusing me now. I was firstly thinking of...
Brexit. MPs. You know when we went out of Europe?
Yeah.
Not long ago.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Did you vote?
Yes.
Well done. That's one.
I did vote.
And then
okay.
You must have had two general elections.
Yes. Yes. We had one. There were some candidates. You had to tick one of the boxes.
Well done. That's how elections work.
Yes. Okay.
Good.
No, I did do
honestly,
that. Yeah.
Bloody students today. Anyway, so when you went in, did you not remember that there were the security was essentially some retired old people sitting at a table and just going, all right, dear, go in there, pick up the pencil on the string and make your mark in the box. That was it. That is what's standing between us and a Russian attack.
I know. So I'm terrified.
In America, I didn't realise it was all electronic. It's not all electronic.
Yeah, well, okay. Here's the deal. It's done via electric booths. Most of them not connected to the internet. And also different states use different systems, which is quite difficult to hack, I think. However, the key thing here is, because it's potentially going to be quite a close one between Trump and other one.
Clinton. Yeah, well,
yes, thanks for that.
Good, bloody stupid.
if there's any swing states, then if you can hack one of the counties or whatever they call them in there in America, within the states, then it could have an actual effect.
Yes, it could.
And that's why they're worried, even though a lot of these places are, you know, not really connected to the internet. I don't really understand how you can hack something that's not connected to the internet.
Well, you can't.
But never mind.
You can't. But they will be at some point. They might not be connected when the vote goes in, but then they'll upload the data, I imagine, to get it electronic. See, the problem is, if I said to you, Sophie, look at my hanging chads.
What does that mean?
Well, that was my next question.
Right.
Do you know what that is?
Clearly not.
Right, good. In the in the election, the George Bush election.
Right.
Of some years ago, before Obama. Right. Okay.
I remember Obama. Yeah. He's still around.
Yes, good. Now, think back before that. There was George W. Bush.
Yes.
Right. Now, he got in because he was up against Al Gore. Right.
Remember him less well.
Right.
Or her.
Fewer.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to him. And the whole thing, in the end, hinged upon the counting of the votes in Florida. Because Florida is a very important state. I think there are 207 seats in Florida. And the whole thing hinged on that. But the problem came whereby the votes started not to be electronically counted because of these things called hanging chads, which are...
It sounds a bit filthy, yes, to be honest.
Doesn't it? And it meant that the voting papers couldn't be counted electronically properly because of bits of paper that were still hanging in the holes of the vote. Anyway, it got quite complex, right? But then it almost went to court and had to be a court vote. But then there was a recount, and that's why we didn't have a president for a bit, because they were fighting over... Anyway, George Bush won the count in the end.
Are you just boring me with historical knowledge that's quite useless?
Yes.
Thanks for that.
Okay. Anyway, so yes, you're right about electronic... Should we move on? What are the gadgets have you got?
Yeah, that was the less interesting one, but I thought you'd want to start with that one.
Yeah.
Stop doing that!
Okay.
I can't handle it. It's stressing me out. Right, this one is one for the radio lovers.
Yes.
/ audio listener. People that like listening to audio.
Let's assume that's everybody involved now.
Because it's
this, they are discerning and they choose to listen to this.
Yeah.
There are three of them.
So
two of them are in here.
A new application is promising to be the Photoshop, as in the programme, the Photoshop of speech.
Go on.
Okay.
I'm interested in this. Go on.
Think of this.
Yes.
I say something.
Yeah.
You record that.
Yes.
You can then change it.
Yeah.
And type in some words into this thing.
Yeah.
And it just changes what I say. So you can change the actual content of what I say, but it sounds like I'm saying it. So, for example...
Yes.
This was done at a live demo in San Diego on Thursday. Adobe, who were doing this, took a digitized recording of a man saying, "And I kissed my dogs and my wife," and changed it to say... You gonna guess? Do you want to guess?
I licked my dog's testicle.
No.
Oh.
And I kissed Jordan 3 times.
Right.
Right. And that edit took seconds and basically just involved the operator overtyping a transcript of the speech, pressing a button, and it created this synthesized voice track. My question is...
Yeah.
Can't you just do that anyway?
Well, I know what you mean, because in editing, you'd need the original word. You'd need him to say Jordan, wouldn't you? In order to re-edit him to say... So you'd need his word. But if you're suggesting, are you, then it just creates words by copying the speech pattern of the person.
Yeah.
I find that very hard to believe. Is this available now? Because we could try this. Or is it not out yet?
Well, no, I don't think it's actually been released to the general public. I think that they're just making sure that it's ethically...
But you could change anything. It's not ethically okay, is it? Because you could... So all of what you've just said about... say the words hanging chads.
Hanging chads.
Now, I can make you say something very rude now with a bit of editing, couldn't
I? Like hanging balls. Is that naughty?
Well,
or not?
I mean,
it's not that bad, is it?
let's move on from that. But you see what I mean? Now I don't even have to edit you potty mouth.
You tricked me.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You said it.
You were the one that did that.
We apologise on behalf of Sophie's B word. What I'm saying is you're half right, because you say it's going to be edited and can be edited now, but you'd still need the words from the person to edit it into a different sentence.
Okay.
Whereas this sounds like you can create the word. I don't believe it'll work very well. That's what I'm
saying. Also, they're saying this could undermine trust further in journalism.
Well, yeah, because you could create interviews out of anything. In fact, I think this is brilliant. I hope it does work. Think of the fun we can have.
I could say that I'd interviewed Britney Spears.
Yeah. I interviewed Busted yesterday.
Oh.
And I know you're excited about that because you told me earlier.
Yeah, I'm. I love Busted.
Do you know whose chair you're sitting in now?
Is it Charlie's?
No, it's Matt's.
I like them all. I was doing this thing.
Do you want to move to Charlie's?
Which one is it? Is it the grotty looking one?
No, it's that one there. If you move that forward, you could sit in there.
Okay, I'm moving.
There.
Oh, it feels so much better. Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Here's a game that I had to...
Do you want to lick the chair?
No. Are you going to try and make me lick a chair? I nearly did. I even looked at it and my mouth started watering. Oh, I hate you.
Oh, God.
But there's a really difficult dilemma that I've got with the three busted boys.
Is it?
Snog, marry, kill.
Well, it's a shame we didn't know this before because we could have put this to them, but go on then.
Oh, well, I just don't know who I would snog, marry or kill.
Well, start with kill. I mean, that's James, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's either Matt or James. James is, like, the most fun.
Is he?
Yeah, he's kind of cute, and when he's on stage, he's got his, like, little glasses. He's, like, kind of laughs. I think he might be Australian.
He's not.
Well, he sounds something else, doesn't he? Yeah. Charlie is the fit one. Yeah. Can I say that? Yeah. Well, they're all kind of hot, but he's the really hot one. And the eyebrows are just...
Do you want to come sit in my chair?
Why? Who's in your chair? Well, no, I don't want to sit in your chair. I don't care about your chair.
Fine. Right, that's Sophie. She's with us for work experience. Just checking. Work experience punditry. And stay there because there's more gadget afoot, I understand. Teasers, where are we going next?
Facebook.
Great. Right, we're doing something about Facebook next. Work experience punditry. Work experiences road testing their future careers. I mean, I can see how yours is going to go. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Oh, hi. It's telling me I've won £1 million on the raffle numbers last night.
Yes, congratulations. You've won £1 million on the lotto.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say.
It's a nice amount, isn't it?
Oh, it's just amazing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Michelle is just one of over 185 millionaires made in the last year. Anyone can win with Lotto. Play makes it possible. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
We all love a good to-do list. Clear out the garage, tidy the garden, retune the digital radio. Yep, retune. Now available in more places than ever before. There's never been a better time to listen to digital radio. And to make sure you're receiving all your stations, it's a good idea to retune. It's as simple as the touch of a button, and your radio will be up to date.
With more digital stations and more coverage than ever before, retune your digital radio now. Go to getdigitalradio.com/retune.
If you love radio... Go digital.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire license, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays around Walton on Thames and Surrey with the A244 New Zealand Avenue closed both ways around the A3050 following a serious accident there. A vehicle fire on the northbound M1 near Hemel Hempstead is causing northbound delays towards Junction 7. Two lanes are closed. No change in the Broughton area of Greater Manchester for Great Clue Street. That's still closed around Elton Street for repairs to a manhole which has collapsed. And congestion into Cardiff on the A470 Northern Avenue Ashgrove. That's because of ongoing roadworks. I'm Joanna Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and this is Work Experience Punditry. Sophie is with us. She's moved over to Charlie out of Busted's chair, for it is him that she finds dishy. And she hasn't moved from that chair throughout that whole traffic and travel break, I can tell you now.
My bottom feels really good. Charlie was sitting here.
Wow.
It's nice and warm.
But you said, you're sitting in Charlie's chair, and you mentioned your bottom. For some reason, I'm thinking of the phrase Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I don't know why.
Can you say that? I don't know what that means.
Incorrect. Would you prefer that, or would you prefer him to have a go on your great glass elevator? And if you're in James's chair, you could have a go on your giant peach, couldn't he?
James's giant
piece. Oh, stop it. Right, okay, so geeky gadgety stuff. That's what... You've got all flustered.
I actually have. I'm a bit red in the face.
That's what Sophie is reviewing. Where are we going now?
Facebook, okay. As I said before.
Yes, tell me.
So, you know Facebook Live?
Yes.
Basically, there have been millions of views on this Facebook Live video.
Yeah.
The catch is, it wasn't actually a Facebook Live video.
What was it?
Well, what it was supposed to be was a video of someone changing a light bulb at the top of a 609 metre tall tower.
Oh, yeah. I did see about this, yeah.
It's gone viral. Turns out it wasn't actually live. It wasn't actually...
So what was it?
At the top of a video. It was just a light bulb being changed.
Yeah, but it was up a tower, wasn't it? But it just wasn't live, presumably.
Well, yeah. It wasn't live.
But does that matter? It's still someone changing a light bulb.
Yeah, you can't have something that says Facebook Live and it's not live.
Oh.
Isn't that like false advertising or something?
Well, maybe, but I suppose it's just still someone doing a video of them changing a bulb at the top of a tower and people will watch that whether it's live or not, won't
they? Well, the thing is, though, so the video is 18 minutes long.
Yeah.
But it's actually been looped for 4 hours.
Oh, right.
So I think it was actually 18 minutes,
yeah.
But they'd looped it.
It can take 18 minutes.
So that it went on for ages.
To change a light bulb now, can't it?
Can it?
Well, you know, like...
Have you ever changed a light bulb?
Oh, God,
I just
yes.
Don't think... You don't really look like the kind of...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm just being aggressive.
What do you... What do you mean I don't look like the kind of person who can change a light bulb?
I don't know. How...
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I've realised I said something naughty without even meaning to.
Did you?
I'm just wondering how tall is it? How tall is your... How do you change a light bulb? Talk me through it.
Well, what do you mean? Generically.
Where are the lights in your house that you would need to change?
On a wall or ceiling.
Okay, if it's on the ceiling, how do you...
Yeah, I might...
How do you do it?
I might get a chair, stand on
that.
Yeah,
okay. So, same.
What do you suggest?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Is this a height-related insight?
No! Maybe.
Anyway, but the bulbs now are rubbish. Yeah. Bulbs. You know the ones that I can't change, right? Are those what are they called?
Light bulbs?
Yes, no, yes, but the like the recessed into the ceiling ones
that
are like LED, and then you twist. There's nothing to grab
and
hold of.
It's hot,
and you can't get any purchase, Sophie. You're twisting it round,
and you're not supposed to do it while it's on.
No,
I wonder how many people have done it while it's on.
What? I don't know. Do you do it with the lights on?
I don't know. Some people probably do.
What?
By accident. And then they realise when they're...
You've accidentally done it with the lights on. What
no,
are you talking
I haven't.
About? What?
You make me sick sometimes.
I don't.
You do.
I don't say anything.
You do.
I don't.
I've hardly known you and you're treating me like some sort of...
No. The point about the light bulbs is that you can't twist those... Like the ones in here. Right, they're indented into the ceiling, right?
Yes, they
and
are.
You can't get any purchase to change the light bulb. So I cannot. There are light bulbs in my house,
yeah.
Right, that I can't change because, not because I can't reach them, Sophie, just because I can't get any purchase on the light bulb to twist around. Apparently, you're supposed to get a special sucker that comes with them, but yeah, to attach to the light bulb and twist it around. And I haven't got one.
Okay. Maybe that should be on the Christmas list, then.
I'm going to make a video of me trying to change a light bulb, and it will be 4 hours long without me looping it.
I don't think it will go changed. Viral. Will it?
I mean, it's unlikely.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have something go viral, by the way, only the
did
other
you?
Day. Yes.
What was it?
Well, I tweeted a tweet of a sign by a car park. And as of now... Right.
This sounds really interesting.
As of now... Hey, look at it on my Twitter. It's been retweeted and shared so many times. I don't know whether... How many does the thing have to be viral now?
Like a million? I'm just plucking a number out of the air.
Well, it's not got a million. So.
Oh, well, so it's not viral. Well, viral kind of implies, like, if you go into work people will have heard about
it.
Not in your own workplace, for the matter.
Well, okay. It's had 3,500 likes and 2,500 retweets.
Okay, not viral, but...
Not bad, just for a sign.
Can I have a look?
Yeah.
What is it? It's a sign of a huge, what do you call it, kind of billboard advertising.
Electronic
sign
billboard, yeah.
On the road, somewhere in London.
Yes, by the O2.
Saying, imagine dragons parking with arrows.
And what did I write, hilariously?
Oh, sorry, I haven't actually got to that bit.
Right.
I'm following this instruction, but simply can't work out how they'd fit their wings and tail in the space.
There.
I thought you meant imagine...
Don't spoil it, it's gone viral.
Sorry.
Anyway, that was it. Sophie had geeky, gadgety stuff of sorts.
Yeah,
Will you come back again?
Probably not.
Okay. Sophie there with Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And now, Victoria, just after 2:30, has the news in a croaky voice.
Thanks, John. In the last few minutes, a highly critical report's been published into the way Scotland Yard handles its investigation into VIP paedophile allegations. It's found the decision to abandon Operation Midland, which cost £2.5 million, should have been taken much earlier after numerous errors were made. Kensington Palace's Prince Harry's girlfriend has been subjected to a wave of abuse and harassment by the media. It's issued a strongly worded statement which confirms for the first time that the royal is dating American actress Meghan Markle. He's said to be worried about her safety. Former Vanity Fair editor Tina Brown says the statement's come out the blue.
I was rather surprised by it, and perhaps it indicates the relationship is more serious than we might have thought, because the palace doesn't usually make these kind of comments unless they feel the girl is here to stay a little bit of a time anyway.
Millions of Americans are voting to elect their 45th president. According to the latest poll of polls, Hillary Clinton has the lead over her rival Donald Trump. Scottish officials are applying to the Supreme Court to try to force the Prime Minister to hold a Commons vote on the process of leaving the EU. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says Theresa May should also get permission from the Scottish Parliament. Woodland in Coventry is being searched by police who say they have credible new information about the disappearance of a woman 25 years ago. 18-year-old Nicola Payne was last seen walking to her parents' house across Waste Ground in Woodend in 1991. And Marks & Spencer is closing 30 stores and converting a number of others into food-only outlets. The retailer says statutory profits fell 88% in the 6 months to October. The weather cold with bright spells, but rain will move gradually from the west to the east this afternoon, turning to snow on high ground in the north, highs of 8 degrees. It's more than half an hour.
Well, there isn't, is there?
No.
Not from you. Because you're being sent home, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't know if I have to do the three. Tanya's not here.
Oh, so Tanya Snuggs is coming in to...
It's Tanya Snuggs, isn't
Sorry,
it?
Sorry, I say it wrong because I'm not from down south.
Tanya Snuggs.
Tanya Snuggs.
Tanya Sniggy.
Tanya
Snuggs. I don't know.
He's coming in to replace you because you are ill.
Yeah.
As we can tell from your croaky voice. Now, you've been told by Robin, who is the boss of news, not to speak outside the news. So your voice is all right for the election coverage tomorrow. But now we've got to do bonus news, because those who are regular listeners will know that Victoria's news is like a Toblerone in that it's smaller than it used to be, right? and also costs the same because her salary hasn't gone down. So like a sort of news Toblerone, she now has to make up the news with bonus news. And today is her favourite bonus news, isn't it? It's animal news, which we're going to hear next after this.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington, this afternoon at Drive from 4 on Talk Radio. As the most incendiary presidential election battle in history comes to a climax, keep up to speed with all the latest polls, stats, news and views with Uncle Sam Delaney.
From the Bill of Rights to bellwether states, the Second Amendment to supermajorities.
Don't miss Talk Radio's essential guide to the biggest events in world politics.
It's the star-spangled, super-sized drive show that's got more static than Donald Trump's hairpiece in a Van de Graaff generator.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington, this afternoon at Drive from 4 on Talk Radio.
These truths we hold to be self-evident. Not all radio stations are created equal.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And there it was. Sam Delaney will be live with you from Washington, as that said, from 4 o'clock. And also tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we bring you election special with many American correspondents already lined up. For now, Victoria, though, has bonus news. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Sorry, every time.
Every time you like that, don't you? Yeah.
In a landmark animal welfare case, a judge has ruled that a chimpanzee's non-human rights are being breached at a zoo in Argentina. Cecilia, who's in her 30s, has been kept alone in a concrete enclosure for years after two other chimps died. But following a complaint from a Spanish visitor and 2 years of legal fighting, she's going to be moved to a sanctuary in Brazil for a happier life. A rogue squirrel has caused havoc.
Right.
It's a good thing now for Cecilia.
I'm happy for Cecilia.
A rogue squirrel's been causing havoc after going on a rampage through a retirement community in Florida. 911 call handlers were told it was jumping on people, biting and scratching them. The animal was eventually thrown...
I'm glad you think that's funny.
it's a serious story. The animal was eventually thrown outside. The three people who are injured are said to be doing well. There's no mention on the fate of the squirrel. And speaking about uninvited visitors, a granddad who was relaxing in the bath, naked, was...
I mean, how many of us relax in the bath clothed? What? Do we? I don't...
This is critical to the story.
Oh, I see.
So he was...
The word naked is not critical to that story.
It's heavily implied.
Wait till you find out.
You wait. Now he was surprised and a fox leapt through a window. Anyway, George Sandor says it was quite the feat as his flat's on the first floor. And apparently the fox kept staring at him when he was... in his birthday suit. Apparently the fox didn't want to leave either, and it took a while to coax him out the front door.
With a sausage.
I don't know whether he got dressed, actually. That's a good point.
What, the fox?
No, the fox didn't get dressed. I don't know whether George did.
Who's George the fox?
No, George Sandel, the 64 or 5-year-old man who was perved on by the fox.
Was the fox naked?
He didn't have clothes on.
That was animal news. Animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras.
This is animal news. I think you should go home if I'm on it. If I really, I think
you've been taking like heavy painkillers.
I think you're delirious now, Victoria. To be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Victoria's going home now. Tanya will be in to do the news at 3 o'clock. We think.
I might have to.
Okay.
Do it. I think I do.
Okay.
I'm gearing myself up for that.
I'll have a lie down.
She's gone mad.
Yes, she has. Now, look, producer types, right? Now, we've got a Kickstarter project coming up, okay? So we'll be talking to someone who with a Kickstarter and giving them a kick up the arse. Yeah. And we've also got drunk people in a American election, canvass them on the streets for their drunk opinion special. Which do you want to do?
Dun, dun, dun.
I think we should do... Kickstarter and save AVP. We can sneak that in later.
This is a production meeting now, just so you know.
Yeah, I agree. It's got, I think, Kickstarter slightly longer, isn't it?
Really, we should have gone to Kickstarter about 30 seconds. Well, to the adverts before 30 seconds. So now we are...
So let's smash into these ads now, shall we? And continue having this meeting. Join the ads.
Yeah, the ads now. Sure. I think this meeting's been the best bit of the show so far, if I'm really honest.
Best planned bit.
You know, that's great. Kickstarter on the way. We'll meet another one and give them their Kickstarter project a kick up the arse. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It's sold 3 years ago.
Your cup holder's too small for your grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up. Volkswagen are offering a £500 deposit contribution with two services for just £99. 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of November. Search Van Up to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. With hire purchase, business users only, minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%. Terms and conditions apply. 18s and over, subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services at participating van centres only.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays around Walton on Thames and Surrey with the A244 New Zealand Avenue closed both ways around the A3050 following a serious accident there. A vehicle fire on the northbound M1 near Hemel Hempstead is causing northbound delays towards Junction 7. Two lanes are closed. No change in the Broughton area of Greater Manchester for Great Clough Street. That's still closed around Elton Street for repairs to a manhole which has collapsed. And congestion into Cardiff on the A470 Northern Avenue Ash Grove. That's because of ongoing roadworks. I'm Gerina Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Mike Parry's waistline. Gain. Mike Graham's hairline. Loss. Mike Graham's likelihood of having a coronary. Gain. Mike Parry's wallet. Loss.
It's the most exciting election in living memory. You can spend it in the company of some of the most searingly brilliant political minds in the country. Or you can listen to me and Mike Graham.
US Election 2016 special with the two mics. Wednesday morning from Oh Hello Clock, 1 a.m.
It's a well-hung parliament of politics, partying and Prosecco.
With the two men who talk even more ballads than the politicians. 2016 US Election special with the two mics. Through the night from 1 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Simulcast on TalkSport and Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. It is a Tuesday one, and you know how we like to help. My goodness me, do we? Think of the troubled times that we live in. We live in a world that might be dead tomorrow, depending on who becomes American president. Will Donald Trump get his hands on the nuclear codes with those tiny little hands? Will he grope the codes, even though they don't want him to? Here, though, we can help you by diverting your attention away just momentarily as we help another Kickstarter project. Now, you know what a Kickstarter project is. It's crowdfunding. It's crowdsourcing. It's where people beg for your coin. People with ideas, people with good ideas, people with hopes, people with dreams. Maybe you've got an idea for a hat that doubles as a trebuchet in the case of a medieval attack, or you want to launch a range of prison mannequins to aid escapees. Well, that is simple. Get in touch with us, whatever your hope and dream. Just as our Kickstarter today did, as we give their Kickstarter a kick up the arse. And one such Kickstarter Kickstarter hopeful, I'm going to describe him as. He's called Ali. He's on the telephone. Hello, Ali.
Hi there, John. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. So how, before we find out what the project is, how hopeful are you? Where along the path of hope will we find you with this project, Ali?
Well, I'm quite confident.
Good,
we're
strong.
At 65% with about 5 or 6 days left. We've seen a big uplift over the weekend of people sort of interested in the project and backing us. So hopefully we'll hit our target in the next few days and then be able to get on with the next bit of hard work. After that, getting it all out to people.
Right, let's see if we can help you then. That's the point of the exercise, of course. And
perfect.
Tell us, Ali, what you're proposing.
So I have created a new card party game called Show or Tell. It's a play on a number of sort of popular games, such as like Charades and Articulate, where players have to sort of act out or describe certain phrases or words that are described on the cards to their teammates.
Yeah.
However, they've got slightly controversial sort of theme towards it, sort of quite adult entertainment, and sort of includes a number of sort of high-profile individuals that are quite controversial within the world scene.
Right. So when you say it includes the individuals, do we mime the individuals' actions, or do we describe the individuals' actions, or both?
It depends on what type of card you get. We've got show cards, which is where you act out, and they're red. So if a team member picks up a selection of those cards and shows it to their teammates, they have to then act out whatever's written on that card.
I see.
As well as that, we've got the tell cards, which are blue, where when they're selected, the players have to describe what is on the card.
I see. So, for instance, if I picked a card out and it said, I'll just pluck this out of the air, Paul Ross, the full set breakfast presenter of this very radio station, Ali.
Yeah.
Would I have to mime what I know of Paul Ross in order for people to guess it was Paul Ross, or describe it? I mean, you could go both routes, is what I'm saying. So, do you pick when you pick a celebrity, a high profile name, and we know the stuff about them? The miming's funnier, right?
It is. However, the way that the cards have been designed is that the more sort of like the words, the names, or the phrases of individuals or things that are sort of easier to act out, we've sort of already pre-put on the red cards, which are the acting cards.
Yeah.
For Paul Ross, I'll be honest, I don't know him personally.
No.
But I would be able to sort of describe him. So he would most probably be on one of the blue cards, which is one of our tell cards where people can describe who he is to obviously get your teammates to guess him.
Yes, I understand. Well, it could be a future name for you, that's all. Just Google
definitely.
Just Google Paul Ross Maidenhead and you'll see what I mean. Cheryl Cole is an easy one, isn't it? Because all you'd have to do there, because everyone's forgotten about Cheryl, as we know, she's
have
an, well, I don't mean forgotten who she is. I mean forgotten what she did, Ali, because she punched a toilet attendant in the face, didn't she, in a nightclub?
She did.
Yeah.
You could potentially act that out.
You could do that. Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a few other sort of actions you could do as well at the minute.
I think there probably are. I mean, you've got no shortage of places to go with this, is what I'm saying.
No, not really. Like, within sort of the decks itself, we've got sort of expansion packs where you've got the ability to buy the expansion packs, which have got a number of blank cards which you can fill out yourself as well. So even if you wanted to put up a celebrity that you guys knew quite well, or, you know, just one of your friends or something that your group of friends do sort of quite regularly or know about, you can also include that. So
oh, that's good.
A personal touch.
Yeah, that's nice.
To the game itself. If you were someone that knew Cheryl pretty well, you could write her down and obviously act out certain things which she does that other people would be able to guess.
Yeah, what an interesting list of...
including what you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, what an interesting way of breaking injunctions as well. You could write down him and then act out what he did.
I'm
not going to say it now, obviously, but you know what I mean. Anyway, right, look, I think I like this. This is interesting. Do you, when you sat around to come up with the, because I've looked through it, and some of the things you do have to act out, you're absolutely right. I can't even begin to describe on the radio.
no, maybe not.
For obvious.
It's definitely not it's not PG, let's say that.
No.
And quite un-PC in some areas. However, you know, the game's all about having fun and a laugh. It was designed to, when I first sat down to create it, it was a way of sort of breaking the awkwardness of myself sort of recovering from balls cancer.
That's so what I was going to ask you about that, yes.
Yeah, so there is a testicular cancer card in there, which you can either act out or describe, depending on...
And you could do both, presumably, Ali.
Oh, I can do both, definitely. I think a few of my friends know about it quite well as well now. So
this is interesting, because this was kind of born... I guess this was born out of your time recuperating, was it, then? And you sort of had time on your hands, and this is how the game developed in the first place.
Yeah, so basically, you know, post sort of diagnosis and surgery, I was sort of bedridden for a number of weeks. And when I had sort of friends coming round, you know, I didn't want it to be awkward for them to sort of like be seeing me unable to really move.
Yeah.
So sort of devised sort of the game so that people would be able to sort of, you know, just have a bit of fun and laugh about it.
Yeah. That's interesting you say that, because that is an approach that I think a lot of sensible people do take with these things, because, you know, that is a life-changing experience and potentially fatal, you know, and you've come through it, which is brilliant. But it's one of those things, if you can sort of take it and laugh at it, it improves the situation for you if you're suffering, doesn't it?
I personally wouldn't laugh at it. You know, cancer itself is sort of a broad term for a whole spectrum of different sort of illnesses. Yeah. However, you know, taking a good sense of humour towards sort of recovery and being positive is something which I would definitely promote to others.
Absolutely.
You know, in myself, I've found the funny side of it. Sort of losing a testicle, you know, makes me a bit lighter, and I did need to lose a bit of weight. So that was one positive.
What's the average weight of a testicle, Ali? Do you know?
I'm not too sure. I think it's a few sort of 100 grams.
But every little helps, right? So
every pound helps.
How when? What's the timescale on this, Ali? So when were you first diagnosed? Then how did it come about?
I was diagnosed about 6 months ago. Sort of regularly, sort of, you know, checked your balls.
Check yourself,
yep. Again. And sort of found something. So I went to the hospital, at which point I was sort of referred to get a scan, which happened about a month later. Right. And then sort of after that, they sort of said, you know, there's a high probability it could be cancer. It might not be, however. You know, there's quite a number of other things which can go on in your testicles.
Yep.
however, you know, from doing sort of some tests and scans, they sort of said, let's just take it out and then we can do the biopsy and figure out exactly what it is.
Right.
A week later, had the chop. So lost that little guy. However, you know, it came back a couple of weeks later when I went to see the doctors again that it was actually cancer. So then sort of went on the sort of the recovery process of sort of more blood tests and everything else and scans to assess if it had spread or if it was contained. And then sort of at the minute I'm now on the sort of monitoring for 2 years,
right,
just to make sure that nothing naughty happens elsewhere in the body.
Sure.
So really positive.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, testicular cancer is so common within sort of males within sort of my age group.
How old are you, Ali?
So I've just turned 31.
Okay.
I was 30 when I got the news.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's one of the most treatable cancers that there is. So if you were going to get one, it's a good one to get.
And get in early, check yourself is the message, of course. Yeah.
No, definitely.
And to be honest, there's rarely a day goes by when a man doesn't check his own testicles. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So that's good advice.
How most people check them, but I definitely advise to sort of go to the main sort of news channels or sort of the NHS choices, just to sort of understand specifically
what you've got to be doing
to check.
Yeah.
And with that, you know, if you check it and you feel something's a bit odd, like, you know, go to the doctor straight away. And, you know, if you're still worried after that, you know, go to the GP and make sure that they sort of send you for a scan. From obviously promoting myself sort of amongst my friendship group and wider, quite a number of sort of friends as well as sort of acquaintances have actually found things and went to the doctors. Fortunately, none of them have been diagnosed with anything, you know, cancer related.
Sure.
However, they have found sort of abnormalities or growths down there, and have, you know, been able to sort of get those sorted out straight away.
Yeah, what I like about this idea as well is that you sort of channeled it into this game. So you sat around with friends coming up, because that's a lot of work to get all this stuff on these cards, right? Because that's a lot of cards. So
yeah,
was it one of those good nights in the pub where you go, right, let's just write down a load of filthy thing. Not all filthy, of course. A lot of it's, you know, there's many things to act out in here. But was it kind of one of those processes where you go, right, what? Because I'll tell you why I ask. In the office, when we were looking at it, there were at least three words notes there that there were people in the office who didn't know what they were or how they begin to act it out. To the rest of us who did know, that was quite funny.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing of the game. There's one word in there, well, one sort of product, I would say, that was sort of advised to me by sort of a girlfriend that I'd never heard of, and I put it in anyway, and as soon as it was sort of described, a few of the girls were just absolutely in stitches. I then had to sort of Google to figure out what that thing was, and it was something which definitely, you know, most males would not know about.
This is interesting. You're going to have to tell us what it is. You're going to tell us what it is.
I'll say the word, but I won't say what it is.
No, don't, God, no.
You know,
no.
If anyone wants to look it up, it's, you know, it's, yeah, they can. It's called a moon cup. I never knew about.
I know what that is. You know, I know what that is.
You do?
Yeah, wow. I do.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's the ideal gift for for your mum. What?
I would not give that to my mum.
It's a stocking for that, in many ways.
Yeah, you could describe it as that. But yeah, like there's quite a number of cars which people wouldn't necessarily know, but others might do in the group. And you know, even if it's not your team that's acting or describing the things out, it's something which people can get involved in and enjoy the whole way through.
Good stuff. So, look, you're looking for, so in terms of pledges, you say you've got 5 or 6 days to go.
Yeah.
And what figure are you trying to get to?
So I'm trying to get to £8,000.
Right. And that'll pay for the cutting of the cards, the distribution of the game and all that stuff, presumably, will it?
Yeah, I've got some friends over in the Far East that are sort of going to be printing it all out for me. And then I'll be distributing it across the world, really.
Yeah.
Kickstarter allows anyone sort of from the US to the UK to Australia or where else to sort of back these projects. So we've got people from as far as Australia, New Zealand, some in Malaysia,
yeah.
Canada and the US, just to name a few countries that have already backed it. So with 5 days left, we've got just under, well, we've got, I think it's £2,500 left of backing.
Yeah.
So a bit.
Will
bit
you,
more
when
of a
you're
task,
a vast
should be able to hit it.
Game mogul, Ali, and a billionaire, you will, of course, be giving some of the profits to cancer-related charities, won't you?
To be honest, myself and a couple of friends are actually, we're pulling together a calendar next year to do a lot of fundraising, specifically for Macmillan Cancer, who's, you know, been a great help to me.
Of course.
More than anyone else, you know, their support for people with cancer is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
From, you know, being within the hospitals to having sort of care groups away from it. You know, one of the things with cancer is that it's not something which you just, you know, cut out or take some drugs for. There's a lot of other sort of aspects towards it which can really affect an individual, and not just the individual, even those around them, you know, their support network as well. And Macmillan are, you know, fantastic at supporting absolutely everyone involved, you know, with anything that is cancer related. So we'll be doing quite a bit of fundraising for them next year, and you know, we at the minute the game is, you know, just something which we sort of I've used to sort of focus sort of my mind to achieve something whilst I'm in my recovery.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking further afield, there's definitely a lot of opportunity for us to work with other people.
Ali, listen, it's a great story. I wish you all the best, of course, with
it
and your health. Thank you so much for talking to us. What a good thing to come out of a bad thing in that sense.
No, definitely.
A pleasure. So that's Ali. You'll find, if you go on Kickstarter, if you search for Show or Tell, that's the name of the game. There's a video demonstrating how to play. There's filthy cards. There are unbroadcastable cards. There are other cards and a moon cup. So Kickstarter is what you're looking for, Show or Tell. If you've got a Kickstarter that you want to promote on the radio, we're here for you to give your Kickstarter a kick up the arse. Here is the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hour servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
By the time Max has finished painting that radiator, by the time Liam has found the right spanner, and Matt has made them all a cuppa,
still two sugars, Liam,
their click and collect order will be ready at Screwfix. With click and collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 480 stores nationwide. Click and collect from Screwfix in as little as 1 minute.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, just after 3 o'clock. Victoria's still here. Brave Victoria. Battling through with her croaky voice before she's sent home early. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Met's paedophile probe is slammed. Prince Harry condemns media abuse, and it's a sellout for the Bataclan reopening.
Talk Radio.
Scotland Yard has been criticised for conducting a doomed investigation into VIP paedophile allegations. A retired High Court judge has led a review into Operation Midland, which cost £2.5 million and closed in March. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt says 43 failings have been highlighted.
Principally, he said that the decision to end the investigation should have been taken much earlier. Remember that in all this investigation there were no charges brought and nobody was arrested. The force was wrong to believe the one complainant, the so-called Nick.
Prince Harry has hit out at smears in the press about his new girlfriend, who's also faced racism and sexism from online trolls. Kensington Palace has issued a statement saying he's worried about the safety of American actress Meghan Markle. Ingrid Stewart is a royal biographer.
I feel that Harry is just so distraught because every single romance he's had that's really meant something to him has, in a way, been destroyed by the media.
Hillary Clinton has voted in the US election, saying she knows how much responsibility goes with the job. Her rival Donald Trump is expected to do the same later. The latest poll puts her 3 percentage points ahead of him. Scotland is going to try and intervene in the UK government's appeal in its Brexit legal case. Theresa May is going to the Supreme Court to overturn a legal ruling which may clear MPs must approve the formal process of starting to leave the EU. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says it needs to be scrutinised by both Westminster and the Scottish Parliament. And tickets for Sting's concert at the Bataclan Theatre in Paris have sold out in just half an hour. 1,000 were available for the show to reopen the venue, which has been closed since the terror attack last November when 90 people were killed. The singer says he will donate the proceeds of the gig to two charities which help survivors.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cold with bright spells, but rain will move gradually from west to east this afternoon, turning to snow on high ground in the north, highs of 8 degrees.
Well, Victoria.
Well.
Your voice kind of held up, didn't it? Not too bad. Mm. And now you get to go home, right?
Yeah.
Who's in at 3:30?
Tanya Snugs.
Tanya Snugs.
Snugsy.
Good, all right.
She saves the day.
All right. Well, you, off you go. Have a hot toddy.
Thanks.
Toddy works at the in the office.
Oh, I've not met Toddy.
Rub it into your chest.
Okay.
Okay, it'll loosen the pipes. Right, Victoria there. Back tomorrow, hopefully, with election news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, live from babies rioting in a baby prison.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England forward Harry Kane says it was tough watching his teammates during the last World Cup qualifying period from the sidelines. The Tottenham striker missed the win over Malta and draw in Slovenia because of injury. But after scoring a penalty in the North London Derby draw with Arsenal at the weekend, he's now in contention to start against Scotland at Wembley on Friday.
It feels great, obviously, to be back for Spurs and now to be back in form with England. It's always special meeting up, and obviously I missed the last trip, which was hard to take. But yeah, the ankle feels good now, I feel fit, and it's great to be back involved.
Meanwhile, Blackburn's Charlie Mulgrew's been called up to Gordon Strachan's Scotland squad, and West Ham defender James Collins has withdrawn from the Wales squad for their qualifier with Serbia on Saturday because of injury. MK Don's Joe Walsh replaces him. Finally, cricket. Lancashire's teenage opener Hazeeb Hameed will make his England Test debut against India tomorrow. Captain Alistair Cook has confirmed he'll partner the 19-year-old in Rajkot. Ben Duckett will drop to number 4 in the batting order. Gary Balance has been dropped. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the sports pre-recorded live from babies rioting in a baby prison. Of course, we'll bring you more news on that baby riot. As the
surprise, Victoria didn't mention it.
No, we should have been the lead story, really. As the situation unfolds, you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. Big debate. So, as the race to find out who will be the 45th President of the United States of America comes down to the wire, many people holding presidential parties tonight, of course. Huge ones happening in most major cities. Glasgow tonight, if you're in Glasgow, they are hosting an illegal server festival. Thousands of revelers dressed as personal email servers will process through the streets of Glasgow to back Hillary Clinton. While in Manchester this evening, people are being encouraged to grope cats, like Donald Trump said he liked doing. It's also important, say organisers, not to have the cat's permission. And in London, of course, tonight, London, the nation's capital, Big Ben, will be turned from 10 o'clock tonight into a giant cigar when the results coverage begins in the UK, and then a giant inflatable Monica Lewinsky will be lowered over it to remind the nation of Clinton president's past. If you're going, advice from the organisers is to avoid Westminster Tube as it will be busy. And as it's forecast to be a very cold night, button up is the advice. Now, on the line, listening to that advice, having called Talk Radio on the number 03444991000, is Shirley. Good afternoon, Shirley.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. You've listened to me say the word button there, which is some advice about what you've got to do up tonight. Yeah. And you've called in because you're kind of anti that. You say not to button up. Why not? What's your problem? What have you called in for? What's your problem?
I hate buttons. They're distasteful. I find them immature.
Immature.
I much prefer a zip on a fly than buttons. Yeah. You know, my partner, I always ensure that he or she has a button up fly rather than zip ones.
Yes.
Well, I was born with no fingers, which obviously makes me unpopular with the ladies, but. Yeah, I can't be fumbling around with buttons.
Right. Well, it's an interesting... Hold the line for me there, because this is a contentious issue, and already the switchboard has gone mad listening to you say that you don't like buttons. I've got Alex on the other line. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for calling in. Now, you've heard Shirley there, born with no fingers, can't fathom buttons, doesn't irrelevant, doesn't want buttons, thinks we lead... buttons are yesterday's news. We've had zip for years. We don't need buttons anymore. Alex, I know you're in the pro button lobby. What do you think?
Well, thing is, John, I like big buttons. I can't lie. Yep. And the thing is, a world without buttons, where would we be? There'd just be large, great gaping holes everywhere. No one wants large, great gaping holes,
no,
do they?
No, they don't. And it's interesting that you say that, because, of course, buttons, let's look at the history of this, right? Buttons, as we know, were first made by cavemen. That's where buttons were invented, slightly before the wheel. They got the idea for a wheel from the round, the circular of the button, of course. And they invented buttons before they even invented clothes, of course, the cavemen, which is... And Shirley, you're trying to say no to history, aren't you, then?
Well, I'm all for buttons, just not buttons. I'm not against history, and I'm not got an issue with the way that buttons were developed. Yeah. I think the Botton had a lot of influence with the introduction of buttons back in the day. I just don't like them, and I can't imagine... I can imagine a much better world we'd have if everything was zip-based.
Everything zip-based. Well, now it's interesting you mentioned that, and Alex, I know, will back me up on this, because today we learn of what's happened with Toblerone. People are complaining about Toblerone changing its shape and size. Now, they tried this, didn't they? They got rid of chocolate buttons for a while. What did they bring in? Chocolate zips. Now,
that's right.
Exactly. And the uprising, the complaints came in, and they have now gone back to buttons. So what you're saying, Shirley... Right, is you don't want chocolate buttons anymore. You're saying chocolate zips. They didn't work. They didn't work. That's the fact, Shirley.
No, that's true. Chocolate zips didn't work. Chocolate buttons, I'm glad to see they're being phased out.
Yeah.
My biggest bugbear, the one that I really hate, yeah, is belly buttons.
Belly buttons, yeah.
Yeah.
Where would we be without belly buttons, I tell you?
Well,
I'd much prefer a smooth navel. I mean, my partner, always make he or she... fill the belly button with a jelly bean.
A jelly bean.
Yeah.
What if it was? What if you had a chocolate button in the button? I mean, it would. Bear with me. It would fill the navel gap, wouldn't it? It would smooth it over, but it's still a button. What about that, Shirley? Where would you stand on that? That's technically two buttons, but you have lost a button.
Well, if the button it melted in there, you could have it. It wouldn't take the form of a button anymore, so it wouldn't be too much of an issue. And because it's filling that cleft, that hole, then I'd be over the moon with that.
Over the moon with that. What, the button moon? We're off to button moon.
I would be over the normal moon.
Normal, not the button moon. All right, let's...
Not
the button moon. Actually, it's interesting you say that because of this. Alex, I imagine you're in favour of a button moon.
Yeah, that really does take me back. That does. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, I followed Mr. Spoon for a whole week once.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy.
No.
But yeah, no, button moon. Nothing wrong with button moon.
No. Well, I mean, that came about. We know that came about as a typo, didn't it? Because when it was originally buttock moon, of course, which is where we get the phrase mooning from, when one shows one buttocks. And of course, buttocks, as we know, you were talking about clefts there, Shirley, and how you'd put a chocolate button in a navel to cover up that button with another button, thereby eliminating the element of button overall. But of course, the buttocks were originally when evolution has seen us lose the buttons on the buttocks, which used to, of course, clamp our bottom buttocks together to prevent accidents, and over time, of course, we've learned to control our bowels, so we don't need them anymore, and the buttons have dropped off like a coccyx. And but Alex, do you want to go back to a day when we had button up buttocks?
When I have what? Sorry,
button up buttocks. When we used to have buttons on our buttocks. Do you want to go back?
I do. I think any more inclusions of buttons into my lifestyle. I mean, just the belly button. You know, I have to add another couple on if I can. I'd love to do that. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Would you like to see more as humans have more belly buttons? We've got the one. I mean, how many would? What's the? You know, well, how many belly buttons should a human have? Yes or no?
Yes.
What about you, Shirley? Yes or no?
No.
I thought you'd say.
I'd like to make a point about the button on the buttocks.
Go on.
As well.
Yes, go on then.
I mean, the reason we don't do that anymore is because we couldn't get the correct seal. Now, a zip makes a much better seal down the cleftal horizon.
Yes.
Thus stopping any buttock seepage.
Yes. So you're suggesting then that we go...
Zips all the way.
So you'd zip from the top of the buttocks right down to the underneath?
Well, from the top of the buttocks right round to the perineum.
Yes, yeah.
And zips can break, though, can't they? They can get, like, the teeth can be damaged and that. I mean, where would you be then? You'd be leaking all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. You've got to bear that in mind. I mean, there's a reason we still have buttons and... Where do you stand on a toggle, Shirley? Where do you stand on a toggle?
Toggles are not quite as bad as buttons, but they work on the same principle, so I'd have to get rid of those as well.
Yeah. Okay, when you go to a, I mean, I don't know what you do at Christmas time, Shirley, but do you frequent a pantomime?
I often go to the pantomime with my partner. He or she really does enjoy those kind of shows.
Yeah. Yes, but obviously in pantomime there often is a character called Buttons, and I just wonder how you deal with that.
Don't get me started on that, man.
Okay, Alex.
I mean, ironically, I saw a pantomime with Zippy in it, but you know. There's the irony there.
And there we must leave the debate. Alex, if you would sum up the debate for me in one word.
Inadequate.
Thank you very much. And Shirley, same to you.
Pinhole.
Thank you very much. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we still need buttons in this day and age, do we, in post-Brexit Britain, need buttons when we've got fungal infections and lazy plumbers? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
This is the big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It's so 3 years ago.
Your cup holder's too small for me grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up. Volkswagen are offering a £500 deposit contribution with two services for just £99. 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of November. Search Van Up to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. With hire purchase, business users only, minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%. Terms and conditions apply. 18s and over, subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services at participating van centres only.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Over 5 million people have already holidayed with us, and you could too. Book now with just £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. ATOL protected. Normal conditions apply.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96. I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the northbound M1 through Hertfordshire towards Junction 7 for Hemel Hempstead, where a vehicle's caught fire and one lane is still closed. Through Bourne in Lincolnshire, the A15 South Road is currently closed both ways. That's because of a serious accident. There's problems with the M5 in Worcestershire. North at Junction 5 for the A38, one lane's closed because of an accident. The entry slip road from the A38 onto the northbound M5 has also been closed. And in Greater Manchester, the anti-clockwise M60 at the main carriageway closed at Junction 5 for Princess Parkway because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio then. I'm John Holmes. Some of your reactions coming in for today's big debate. Shirley and Alex there taking up very contrary positions on whether or not we need buttons anymore in post-Brexit Britain. Do we need buttons when we've, these days, we've got fungal infections and lazy plumbers? Why would we need them? That was the question. You could get in touch, see what's coming.
John, the pure idea of turning all buttons to butt-offs is insulting to my people. That's from Nigel, self-proclaimed butthead.
Yeah.
And John, Sabutio, flick football. How about why don't we replace the players with buttons? And then when you're playing, you flick the buttons, and the more buttons you flick, the better player you are.
Yes, yes.
The bigger player.
Do be careful. Do be very careful when flicking buttons. John, my favourite film is Benjamin Button, about that man who became a button. If you've got... A reaction, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the button.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Let's do some diversity paper review. Righty-ho, then. Diversity paper review time. Each day on this programme, a different diversity reviews the papers for us, thus making us the most diverse media outlet that there is. In the news today, there's talk of more diversity in football. There's talk of more diversity in acting. David Harewood speaking in the radio. If only they'd look to the radio where we live to find the most diverse programmes that they're already leaps bounds ahead of the rest of the nation in terms of diversity over here. Today's diversity is called Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
How are you?
Very good, thanks. Remind us of your diversity.
I'm Black British,
sir. That's right, you are. And today, what's in your papers, Josh?
We have a lot of stuff. One thing, Sabutio.
Yeah.
Can someone remind me of what Sabutio was? Because I used to really like it, I feel.
Have you just forgotten what it is?
Yeah, I remember the name.
It's just flick football on a table.
So you little just, plastic players on those like little.
You just flick them.
Bottoms, and you flick them.
You flick the bottom.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. You just flick the player.
I
and
feel
the ball.
Like I used to really like it.
Those little wobbly like players.
Oh man, it's the little things. Thank you very much, sir.
Does it come back to you now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
What a great game. Sorry. Anyway. So. BBC News. Yeah, two inmates escaped from Her Majesty's prison service at Pentonville.
Yeah,
using diamond-tipped cutting equipment to get through their bars.
Yeah,
apparently they put pillows in the shape of bodies in their over their mattress to make the guards feel that obviously they were still there.
It's all a bit Alcatraz, isn't it? Some of the headlines.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is madness.
I mean, because it's one of those things where you go, okay, that's kind of filmic. Technique of escape that you go, okay, it's the old fashioned cliche of putting pillows in the shape of people, apparently they tied sheets together.
Yeah.
Like they're sneaking out of their bedroom when they're 14 years
exactly,
old.
Exactly, yeah. But without whole drilling through the bars thing, I suppose.
Well, so, I think the elephant in the room is how they got diamond tipped cutting equipment into their cell.
I've read that it was drones again. Because that's what people do now, isn't it? If you want something in prison now, you drone it in, right? You do it. Mobile phones get flown in by the drugs, by all accounts.
Drones.
Yeah.
If you want a drone, you have to drone it in with a bigger drone.
Mm. Oh, no, are you serious?
Yes,
they
absolutely.
They flew it in by drones.
They fly them in by drones, and they fly them to the cell windows, and they get them through the windows. I don't know quite how it works. And of course, we also learned today that the ladders they used to get over the walls were giant Toblerones from because you know the new new Toblerones, don't you? You've read about that, Josh.
I've heard about this.
And the spacing now between the triangles is perfect for ladders.
Heresy.
So you
changing
you,
the triangles. So they, heresy.
Those big ones you get at airports. You know the giant Toblerones. Right? They're big enough now to go up and over prison walls, and the prisoners just made their escape. Good escape, mind, on giant Toblerones.
They had to wait till winter to do it, because otherwise the ladders would have melted.
That's right. You can't
that's
do that.
That's why it's happened
that's
now.
That's why now.
Yeah. I like where the head's at. Makes so much sense.
There you go. So, Pentonville Prison, we know escape prison. We don't know who they are. What we do know, though, is Tanya Snuggs, off of the news, who will be in here momentarily to do the news, fancies one of the escaped prisoners. She saw his picture this morning and said...
Oh, what, the guy, the kid of the... Yeah.
I don't know which one.
He's one of those... Well, he's got one of those
Victoria seems to mean... Seems to think it's the guy with the with massive the ears, which doesn't really make sense.
Well, when Tanya's in, we'll find out.
Yeah, yeah.
We can ask her.
That's going to be interesting.
Is he the elephant in the room you spoke of earlier?
Is it the guy with the ginger hair or the brown hair? Do you know that?
I don't know.
I think,
probably the ginger guy. That's how everyone usually fancies.
My man.
Unlikely, Dave, which is why you have to kidnap students. Right. Where are we going next, Josh?
We're straight back to prison. Back to prison, Josh.
Hear that, Dave.
Sentenced very quickly, wasn't it?
So apparently HMP Bedford also had a riot the same day that James Whitlock and Matthew Baker, the two escaped convicts.
Yeah. So is this a problem with prisons? We know there's a problem with prisons. We know they're outdated. We know they were built in the Victorian era.
Yeah.
You know, and the prison system isn't fit for the amount of prisoners we now have.
That's right.
People are saying people are sentenced far too quickly and jailed, whereas there might be other ways of dealing with them. I mean, what's the answer? Do we build more prisons? I don't know.
Because they need more guards, don't they?
Yeah.
Just use mannequins.
So they think there's guards.
Yeah.
Pillows?
Play them at their own game.
The intelligence is going low. It's lower.
Pillows just in the shadowy half light of a prison corridor.
Oh, God.
Two pillows strapped together. You could easily just put a hat on it.
Well, I'll tell you
it
what
looks like a guard.
No, one thing I found out that I didn't know was a guy called Andrew Nielsen, who's from the Howard League of Penal Reform. He said that they're locked in a cell 23 or 24 hours per day.
That's right. Prisoners.
23 of 24
That's
hours?
That's correct, yeah.
I mean, they are literally imprisoned. In prison.
No, but hold on. Normally, in most... is it normally 23 or 24 hours? Isn't normally, like, 20
hours? No, that is a bit much. They're normally
allowed
out, aren't they?
Aren't they allowed for lunch and, breakfast?
They get some lunch and a walk, probably. I don't know. But this might be high-category dangerous criminals. Mm. I mean, it's not an open prison. I mean, but you know, then there's the argument of going, well, they're in prison. So, you know, good. Lock them up. I don't know. It depends on what side of the... but they've obviously got access to drones and cutting equipment. So.
Well, that's why they're apparently afraid of letting them out for extended periods of time because they're so dangerous. But 24 hours, they're saying that's why there was a riot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
How did they riot if they're locked in a... I'll just keep them in the trunk.
They probably did it in that hour. Yeah,
in that 1 hour.
But if you thought that was going to happen, I'd go, 24 hours then. You're not coming out right in there. Riot your heart out.
Man riot.
Yeah.
The funniest thing was, they actually recorded most of the riot on a cell phone, on a mobile phone in the prison.
Yeah.
And no one knows how they got it in there.
Like, it was a drone!
they droned in the riot, didn't they?
Apparently the Kaiser Chiefs came in for a... to predict the gig. And,
they droned Ricky Wilson into
right,
the prison.
Yeah. I've heard him sing. It's quite droney. Sorry, Ricky.
And he will do any gig.
He literally will now.
To the Arias.
That was the Radio Awards moment. Finally, Josh, very quickly, what we got?
Well, the Leave campaign. You heard about this?
I've heard about the Leave campaign, so.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, the Leave campaign.
Thanks, Josh.
That's it. No, the Leave campaign faced an investigation from the Crown Prosecution Service. For apparently misleading voters. So the CPS is considering a complaint that voters in the EU referendum were misled by the Vote Leave and Leave.eu campaigns in breach of electoral law because they said such things as £350 million is taken from the EU. Taken from the EU, let's give that back to the NHS. Turkey joining the EU. So apparently, they're trying to essentially form a case that the Leave campaigners... misled
have
the public.
Have broken the law.
That's
so, we could yet see Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage in prison.
Can you imagine?
With Ricky Wilson.
With Ricky Wilson. Just singing at them as a sort of torture. Sorry, Rick.
Oh, dear.
Listen, Josh, thank you very much for coming in. Short, but short.
Always sweet.
In the next half an hour, we're going to bring you a game of band or firework. That could go one way or another, as you'll find out. Victoria, though, isn't here. Victoria has left the building, for Victoria is ill. So Tanya has bravely stepped into
Tanya.
Stepped into the bridge. Well, I know you say Tanya, that's because you're from the south.
I am from the south,
and
yes.
I'm being not from the south. Mm. I would say Tanya.
I'm not precious.
Unless correct.
It is Tanya.
It's also precious. But your voice is okay.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I'm all right. I'm not croaky.
No.
Poor Victoria.
Yes.
Get well soon.
So did you come in, you're like an emergent, did they break glass to find Tanya?
I was due to work on another station, but we had a bit of a jiggle about.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm not sure that's appropriate.
Yes, and I'm here this afternoon
Good.
With you, which is an honour and a pleasure.
Yes, certainly for you. Here's Tanya with the news at just after 3:30.
Talk Radio.
A highly critical report has found Scotland Yard made numerous errors in its doomed investigation into VIP paedophile allegations. Retired High Court Judge Sir Richard Henriques said the decision to abandon the inquiry should have been taken much earlier. He identified a catalogue of failings in the £2.5 million Operation Midland, which closed without a single arrest earlier this year. Prince Harry's spokesperson says a line has been crossed in how the media treat him and his girlfriend. Kensington Palace says Meghan Markle has been subjected to a wave of abuse and harassment, including racist and sexist comments. Hillary Clinton has cast her vote as millions of Americans pick their next president. She was joined by her husband Bill at a polling station in New York State. The Democratic candidate told reporters it was the most humbling feeling.
So many people are counting on the outcome of this election, what it means for our country, and I'll do the very best I can if I'm fortunate enough to win today.
Her Republican rival Donald Trump is due to vote later, a result expected early tomorrow morning, UK time. 45 M&S shops are going to start selling only food. Another 30 are closing as the company struggles with competition from online stores. The chain's announced an 88% fall in profits in the 6 months to October. Retail expert Anthony Welfare says it's not just clothing where it's having problems.
Their online is where they're struggling. Their online sales were up about 0.3%. It was basically flat year on year. You look at House of Fraser, Debenhams, a lot of the other sort of similar levels, they are growing significantly.
And the makers of Toblerone say they're making the bars smaller because ingredients are getting more expensive. The new versions have much bigger gaps between the triangles too. The weather will cold with some bright spells, but rain will move gradually from west to east this afternoon, turning to snow on high ground in the north, and today's high is 8 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Tanya, thank you so much indeed.
Pleasure.
Now, I don't know, before Victoria left.
Yes.
She did tell us.
Here we go.
That you may have designs,
right,
on one of the escaped prisoners.
No.
Oh.
No.
What was she talking
about? She said you fancied the one with the big ears.
I have no idea what Victoria's talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
She said when Tanya gets here, she said earlier today, that you know the escaped prisoners from Pentagon?
I am aware of the prisoners that have escaped,
She said Tanya really fancies one of them.
Incorrect.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just fancy them a little bit.
No.
So she's just done that. She's basically thrown a prisoner fancying grenade into the show.
I don't know where that came from.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Did you pass comment on them at all when you saw their pictures this morning in the office?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Right, so there was an incident.
There may have been a discussion.
Okay.
Now we're getting to it. Well, now we're using our journalistic integrity to get to the bottom of this story. And what happened in this discussion, Tanya?
It's been a pleasure. I must go and put my next book.
Was it that you fancied one of the mannequins?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
One of the pillows.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Victoria said it was going to be fun working on this show. So, yes, I'm going to crack on now.
She was very wrong. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very good. Tanya, we'll be back with you at 4 o'clock with more news. Of course, you are listening to Talk Radio.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington on Talk Radio. Join Sam Delaney this afternoon at Drive from 4 and get all the latest breaking news from across the pond with essential reaction, insight and analysis as events unfold. It's
It's the star-spangled, super-sized drive show that's got more static than Donald Trump's hairpiece in a Van de Graaff generator.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington, this afternoon at Drive from 4 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And now, well, we may or may not have guest action for you. We're trying to get hold of Dave Gorman. Right, he might be on the way in, but he's now, we've update, he's stuck in traffic on Lambeth Bridge, which isn't too far from where we are, but it's London traffic, so what do you expect? So we may try and get him on the phone, I don't know. In the meantime, however, fear not, because we promised you earlier an Alco Vox Pops special. Now, Alco Vox Pops, for those that know, on a Monday, what we often do is play you a recording of drunk people as they were interviewed, I suppose, asked questions while they fall out of pubs and clubs and bars in the middle of the night over the weekend. Questions about the week's news. Today we bring you an Alco Vox Pops American election special.
Excuse me, sorry, can I just ask you some questions for the radio, please? Donald Trump posted on Twitter to check out Miss Universe's sex tape. Would you watch a Donald Trump sex tape?
It's Donald Trump. Sure. Not the most visually appealing human to watch get it on.
Okay, so when you say Donald Trump sex tape, you mean Donald Trump being in the vicinity where he is...
someone.
Okay, so because of my sexual preferences, I will objectively and radically say no.
I'll check out.
Definitely. You know what? I'd get off to that so much. Like, I can't even get hard, but I would over that. Definitely. Definitely.
Donald Trump has said some pretty questionable things, but if you had to agree with one thing Donald Trump has said, what would it be?
Shoot Hillary Clinton.
Bit of wall. He did say that.
He did say shit.
Actually, I'll take that one.
He didn't actually say it.
What? No, it's misogynistic hatred of all women. You don't agree with that?
No. No, it's too dangerous. It's like, literally, I will die the minute you leave. You'll kill me. I'm glad this is going on tape, because if I do turn up dead, you are the only one who can verify this.
But if he went to Washington, D.C., I don't know whether I've got the correct town or city, but if he went to Washington or wherever it was and shot someone in the street, that he would not lose any voters. And I think I would agree with that, because most of the American population are f***ing nuts.
Vote! Vote Donald! Vote Donald! Vote. The only thing that I'd agree with that Donald Trump has said is that his daughter's hot. That's basically it. That's the only thing that he's got right. He'd be screwing her if he wasn't her dad. Probably true.
Sorry, could I just ask you, will you accept the results of the American presidential election if Donald Trump wins?
No, no. Yeah, but I will move to an island in South America because I don't want to live what's going to happen.
Of course, of course. Donald Trump is going to grab America by the...
If Donald Trump wins the election, I will stab myself in the eye with a pencil.
I'll be in denial for a good while, but I'm going to have to accept reality that we are doomed.
Well, I mean, if you drink yourself blind drunk every night, you aren't really accepting reality or the vote. So, strictly speaking, no.
Hell to the f***ing no, I will not accept that.
I will. On the radio. Think of the children listening.
I may actually agree with some points about American elections being rigged, because there's been past few occasions when it's been debatable about certain results. However, I'm still going to most think about American people. Donald Trump is not right for America.
Yes, unfortunately, although he says a lot of really disgusting and offensive things, the heart of his matter is his policies are a lot of what actually we all think needs to be done.
I don't give a shit because I'm from Britain and not America.
And there we go. Very, very drunk people canvass for their opinion on the American election. It's an American election Alco Vox Pop special. Now, tomorrow, we will bring you our own election special as we get the results. We're expecting the results of the US presidential elections by about 11 a.m.-ish tomorrow. We should know before that anyway, but officially we might know at 11. Tomorrow, we have American correspondents for you. We're bringing you people live from America. Hopefully, Richard Bacon will be joining us from New York as well.
And the winning president will be on the show.
The winning president
has already confirmed.
It's confirmed at the moment, yeah. But we'll see what happens. So all of that tomorrow as well. And don't forget, Sam Delaney from 4 is going to be live from Washington, D.C. as well with a whole week of American election specials for Talk Radio Drive. Next, we will be playing a game of Band or Firework, contestants TBA.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get ship-shape shot.
John? I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think, how about a rear parking camera in every Civic so you can squeeze into small spaces? And wouldn't 0% finance with a £500 deposit contribution make it easier to afford? Why not visit your nearest Honda dealer for a test drive? See what you think. Selected dealers registered by 31st of December 2016. Petrol models only while stocks last. 0% APR representative. Terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the northbound M1 through Hertfordshire towards Junction 7 for Hemel Hempstead, where a vehicle's caught fire and one lane is still closed. Through Bourne in Lincolnshire, the A15 South Road is currently closed both ways. That's because of a serious accident. There's problems with the M5 in Worcestershire. North at Junction 5 for the A38, one lane's closed because of an accident. The entry slip road from the A38 onto the northbound M5 has also been closed. And in Greater Manchester, the anti-clockwise M60 at the main carriageway closed at Junction 5 for Princess Parkway because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday
afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Afternoon then, it is Talk Radio. Sam Delaney from Washington coming up very shortly with Talk Radio Drive live from Washington DC ahead of the American election. Closing of the polls later, of course, and live results tonight with Jake Yap from 10 on an election special here on Talk Radio. And then the two mics take you through the night with, for some reason,
bickering.
Yeah. So that's all to come on Talk Radio for the rest of the day. Now, what you'll understand as it unfolds, if you do watch coverage or listen to coverage yourself tonight, what you'll realise is it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
that it's the whole news, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because it's a news story, so I can't get my head around it.
Well, we help you, of course, here on Talk Radio if you find the news difficult to fathom. We do it in a very simple way. What we do is we take the news and we drill down into it. It's controversial, but I'll be honest, we frack. We frack the news, we frack down into it, and we release not shale gas, as you do with fracking into rock, but when you frack into news, what you end up with, of course, what leaks out is Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Sports Direct Bug M. P's on visit. They're just a bunch of massive mugs.
Mugs, because they're big, big mugs, aren't they? They're Sports Direct mugs are big mugs. Bigger than bigger than your average mug. That's how that works as a little...
Just a little gag.
A little joke there, isn't it? For the mugs. Big mugs, because they're
mugs.
Mug size. Sports Direct. If you've ever seen a Sports Direct mug, it's bigger than a...
Mugs.
Size.
Mugs.
Let's play a game thing. So on the telephone line now, on the electric telephone balancing unit, is a man called Brendan. Hello, Brendan.
Hello, John.
How are you, Brendan?
I am pretty decent.
Okay.
How are you?
Hey, we'll be the judge of that, Brendan, if I'm honest. But it's good to talk to you. I'll be honest with you, Brendan. A little apology to begin with. You were going to be playing a game of Band or Firework against the comedian Dave Gorman. But the comedian Dave Gorman, notable, of course, for his television successes, his stand-up career, radio work and books, is unavailable due to the fact that he's stuck on Lambeth Bridge. Instead you'll be playing against Cornelius.
Hello.
A man notable for hosting Beckenham's municipal firework display on Saturday.
Oh, so he's got the advantage.
Well, that is a fair point. But looking at him and listening to him, no.
I didn't really have much to do with the fireworks themselves.
Yeah.
I didn't get involved with which ones were going to go up or anything.
Yeah.
So I don't really know any names.
So it's
fireworks.
So it's all right. Brendan, did you go to a firework display at the weekend?
No, I was working. I'm a bartender, so at the weekend I am indoors waiting for the people to come back from the display if they're hungry.
Oh, I see. Whereabouts do you do this bartending?
North London.
In North London. Piano. All right, fine. Yeah. Very good. Okay, so your firework knowledge not so good, but what's your musical knowledge like, Brendan?
It is terrible. I listen to basic pop and musical soundtracks.
Well, I think we've learned something about you. Right, so look, let's see how you get on. It's what I've got here, Brendan, is a list of either genuine the names of fireworks or the names of bands. All you have to do is say band or firework. Is that clear, Brendan?
Yes, it is.
Is that clear, Cornelia? I don't care whether
yes,
it's clear with
John.
You, to be really honest. It's fine. Brendan versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order. Cornelius first. Here we go. Ears down. Cornelius, band or firework? Beltane Fire. Beltane Fire.
Band.
It is a band, yeah, good start. Confident as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's yours. Palm Party. Palm Party. Brendan.
That's a terrible name for a firework.
Yes,
that
it is.
Sound dangerous.
It is. It's a good... It is, exactly. It is a firework. Well done. Haunted Fish.
Doesn't really sound like a firework, so I'm going to go banned.
It's a fish. No, it's not. It's a firework. It's a firework. It's generally a firework. Explosions in the sky, Brendan.
Ooh, yeah, firework.
No, it's a band. It's a band. It's a little bit, maybe too obvious, I don't know. Vengeful Texan.
Band.
Firework.
Oh, my.
Money Shot.
Brendan. Band.
Firework. Jenison is
firework.
Yeah. Cornelius, some of you won't really understand not having had one of these of any kind, but Psycho Ex-Girlfriend.
Firework?
Yes.
Really?
Really, yeah, it is. Brendan. Blue Balls.
Firework.
Fireworks, right. It sends a load of blue balls into the air. Forceful Movement.
Firework?
Yes!
Good.
Forced Entry.
Oh.
Band or fire? No, fireworks. Another firework. Colour of Fire. Cornelius.
Band.
Is a band, good. Banging Hand. Banging Hand.
Firework.
Yes. Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss the Anus of a Black Cat.
Band?
Yes, a Belgian heavy metal band. I thought Black Cat fireworks, it might confuse you. I think they're the sort that...
Yeah, no, it did confuse me, but then I realised what you were doing.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
that's good. I think they're the sort that Donald Trump likes to handle. Pyro Viagra. Pyro Viagra.
Firework.
Yes. Porno for Pyros.
Band.
Yeah, band.
Yeah.
Perry Farrell. Cobra Starship, Brendan.
Oh, definitely a firework.
It's definitely a band. Cock on Fire.
Firework.
It's a firework. It's a repeater firework. There's a picture of a great big red cockerel on the side of the firework. It's like a 12 or 24 shot. And finally, band or firework, Golden Shower.
Both? Is that allowed?
It is allowed, yeah. Do you want to go for both?
Yes.
Yeah. Firework. Right then, we've got to find out what your score was, Brendan. That's a small matter now of firing up the system, I believe. So bear with us, Brendan. Now, we've got a system here that works out your score. It's a very slow system. It's a dial-up system, so we'll just dial it up. So just bear with us, if you don't mind. Brendan, just hold the line while we sort out the scores. Oh, come on, come on. We're in. Right, sorry, Brendan. So, very slow system. We're in now. So, right, let's input the data, if you would. Data.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
This system hasn't improved, has it?
No. Oh, you know.
What's the game called?
Band or Firework.
Oh, yeah, right. Let me just select that.
B-A-N-D-O. Yeah. Firework. Oh, we've done it again. Firework.
Try firework as separate words.
Oh, that's what's gone wrong. Yes. How do you spell Brendan? Brendan?
B-R-E-N-D-A-N.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've typed Bandon again. Bandon. Brendan. B.
Oh.
B-R-E-N-D-A-N. Cool. Yeah, one, five. Yeah. Okay. And how do you spell Cornelius?
Just put...
Brendan, how do you spell Cornelius?
C-O-R-N-E-I-L-U-S.
Nope.
Try again, Brendan. Try again, Dan.
C-O-R-N-I-E?
Just put boss eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
B-O-S-S.
I-E-U-I-E-S. Oh. Yeah, cool. Boss eyes. Oh, that's taken that. That's good. Yeah. Okay, right, shall we...
Print it out.
Data's in.
Print it out. It's a very slow printer, Brendan, I'm afraid, so just bear with us while we just print out your scores. For today's game of band or firework, of course, tonight, fireworks are plenty as Britain celebrates the American elections. We already know that most major cities are holding presidential parties tonight. Glasgow is having an illegal server festival. Thousands of revelers dressed as personal email servers, of course. Big Ben tonight in London will be take on the site of a giant cigar over which an enormous inflatable Monica Lewinsky will be lowered at the moment the voting counting of the votes begins in America. Dave, what's the score?
Well, I've been counting the votes myself, John.
Come on,
here.
Yep.
Brendan.
Yep.
Scored 5 points, John.
Is that good? Is he the winner?
Cornelius.
Yeah.
Scored 7 points.
Yes! Which makes Brendan the winner. Congratulations! Well done, Brendan. That is Brendan winning a game of band or firework. Good work. You're listening to Talk Radio. Sam is coming up with Drive Live from Washington, D.C. He's on the line now. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hello, John Holmes.
How the hell are you?
Oh, good. You can cut the tension with a knife.
Can you?
I don't know what that means.
What sort of knife would you use to cut the tension?
I'd use a butter knife because it's that tense. You don't even need a hunting knife or a razor blade.
That's good. Yeah. So listen, where are we? We've just seen that Donald Trump has arrived in New York to cast his vote in the last few minutes.
Can you see him?
Yeah. No, because I'm in Washington, Cornelius.
So what's the anticipation? Where are we? What's the smart money on at the moment?
Well, the polls still say it's Hillary, but it'll be very close. And, you know, obviously we can't stop thinking about Brexit and how close that was. But how everyone thought, well, more likely than not, we'll remain. And then you kind of woke up in the morning and the whole country was very shocked. And obviously with that so fresh in the memory, you can't really assume that the polls are going to get it bang on.
Yeah, as they didn't, yeah.
The turnout is high. We've been out this morning and we've seen the lines of voters snaking out onto the street from the polling stations.
And the thing is, it's the biggest turnout in certainly recent American electoral history, I think.
Yeah. Because usually they don't bother much.
They don't bother at all.
They have very low voter turnout. They're not that bothered.
Yeah.
But the fact that there's a lot would indicate good news for Hillary.
Okay.
Because she needed a lot of people who don't usually vote to come out because they were so cross about the prospect of Donald Trump being president.
So be the other way
around.
Lots
of Hispanic people, lots of black people. They're the demographics that she's hoping will turn out in huge numbers.
But what about the people that can't read nor write and so they haven't come out to vote before, but they might have come out to vote for Trump?
They will be voting for Trump. But the hope is because of the fact that they're illiterate, they will get lost, confused, perhaps run over on the way to the polling station.
Sam, we're looking forward to the show, of course. We'll talk to you again tomorrow show. But Sam Delaney, excellent with American specials live. He's in Washington, D.C. It's coming up after 4 o'clock. We're back tomorrow with our American election special. We'll see you between 1 and 4. Good afternoon.
Bye. Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.